Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the man, the dog. It's about that time for the Willie Willie Dog Show. Showtime, where you at? It's your boy Chuck G. That's right, Willie Dog. Yo, you ain't got knowledge. You ain't got shit. Yeah, Willie Dog. Willie Dog. Willie Dog. Yeah. It's about that time. That's right. Yeah. One time for the man. Sit down.
All right, y'all know what it is today, another day, another full day. And we got a pretty full show for you today. We got quite a few things going on for you. We got a little upcoming events going on. We got a little ongoing things we got going, and we got an update on Mr. Five Speed. For all y'all that's out there now, he won't be on about 8 o'clock. So if you want to hang around or you want to try to call back, which you know that you can't get in if you do call back, but Mr. Five Speed will be on around about 8 o'clock. The doggone it, y'all. Talk about what he's going to talk about, and you know all y'all Alabama folks out there, you got a lot to talk about. You're going to be saying them, but you got a lot to talk about. But anyway, just stay tuned for that. But before we get started, we're going to have to start the show off on a little somber note today. One of my racing buddies, and my prayer buddy, Mr. Hicks out there, he had a tragedy over this past weekend. With that being said, I'm just going to be quiet and let Mr. Hicks do what he want to do, because I think he has some tragedy in his family. We want to send our condolences out to him and his family. Brother Hicks, you out there, brother?
Yeah, dog, I'm here.
All right, brother, take it over. It's your show. Go ahead, brother.
We just want to say a little prayer for my family. I lost my best friend, my brother that's next to me. That was my best friend. Had a little illness, he had a little cancer, and God had called him home, so I just like everybody just keep my family in your prayers, and his wife and her family in our prayers. And I'm just gonna say a little short prayer today and bow here for my mom. Oh Heavenly Father, we come to you today, God, with thanksgiving our tongue, just thanking you, oh Heavenly Father, for you knowing all about the situation, oh Heavenly Father, just giving you the praise and giving you the glory, oh Heavenly Father, God. I just want to thank you right now, Heavenly Father, for keeping me strong, oh Heavenly Father, and propping me up on every lean inside, oh God, and building me up where I'm torn now, and keeping my mother, oh Heavenly Father, just as humble as she can be, oh Heavenly Father, and letting her know that everything is going to be all right. We put it in God's hand, oh Heavenly Father, God. You told us that all we have to do is call upon your name, oh Jesus, and you said you will answer and you will be there for us. So I say to the racing world, oh God, I thank you all for your condolences and thank you for your prayers, and I ask y'all just continue to bless us in whatever you do, oh Heavenly Father, God. And I ask that you, oh Heavenly Father, that you make a way out of no way, oh Heavenly Father, God. We just want to say thank you right now. I thank y'all. I thank everybody, oh God. And we ask, God, that you just continue to bless us. Bless us in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
All right, Brother Hicks, man, I'm sorry for your loss, man, and I'm quite sure everybody that knowed him, and for all y'all who don't know, he did know him, you might know him, we used to call him Guts, man, good old fella, man, and Hicks, I know you're going to miss him, and we're going to miss him also, brother. You got anything else you want to say right quick before we get on with the program, my brother?
Well, I just thank everybody for the prayers, man, and hopefully, you know, the funeral is going to be at Saturday at our church called Farmers Hill Baptist Church for the people that know anything about Waynesburg, Zach Quicker Road. It's going to be Saturday at 1 o'clock. And we can go and do what the Lord said, man. You know, all of we come here and we're not here to stay. And I just ask God and I thank God for just not letting my brother suffer and called him on home to glory, you know, because my brother was real, real sick. He took illness and took this cancer. a little bit earlier last year, and you've been battling with it, and that's, you know, the reason why I really haven't been racing so much, because I had to take him to the doctor every day for the last 6 months. You know what I'm saying? And I just, you know, me and my brother, we were real, real tight. You know, we growed up together. We slept in the bed together. You know, we ate together. You know, and that was just my best friend. You know, that was my hero. So just asking everybody just to keep us in your prayers, and we're going to get through this, because the God I know, he's the God of Almighty, and he's able to do all things. And time heals the worst wound.
Okay, brother Hicks, stay strong, brother, and we love you, man. So you can hang around as long as you want, and just hang up when you get ready, brother Hicks. Appreciate it. Okay, man, you stay strong.
All right, man.
Okay. I'm going to go and get my sponsors on out the way. When I do my sponsors, I got a little special thing I want to. I was out in Alabama this week, and I had a race with another racer down there by the name of Joy Walton. I'm going to let her come on in a few right after my sponsors. Joy, you hold on, sweetheart. I want you to come on, because this is sports needs the kind of women that – well, we need women in this sport. Anyway, Joy, you just hold on. I'm going to bring you on in a few minutes, though. Even though I had to whoop that ass, I'm going to bring you on and let you talk about it. Get my sponsors on out the way. We're going to bring her on there. That's Daddy's girl, Joy Walton, y'all.
Copy car, can I help you?
Earn it, Ren. Boy, I'm so happy, man. If you wasn't so ugly, I'd come over there and kiss you with some tongue in my mouth, man.
Willie, dog. I'll be going there, son. Now, look, now if you that horny now, what you need to do is play the dog and just roll over and lick your nuts. But I just don't think it's going to happen. You're going to come over here and put that black tongue on me.
Listen, Ernie, you know what, man? You better be glad you one of my sponsors, because, goddamn it, my phone bill going up with all these people. I don't know if they can't get on my show or they don't know how to read or what, but I done got 100 damn phone calls trying to tell me what the hell your number, what time you open, all that shit. You better be glad you're a sponsor. Otherwise, I'd make you pay for my phone bill, brother.
I tell you, ain't that something? You know, I even give the phone number out so Ray Charles can read it, and they can't find the phone number. How easy is it to spell nitrous? 1-800-NITROUS, NITROUS, 648-7687. Pretty damn simple. Nitrous. What do I need? I need some parts for my nitrous system. Where should I go? Damn, let's go to a place that has nitrous in his name and his phone number. What's his phone number? Nitrous. God damn it. 1-800-NITROUS. I have
you. Yeah, but anyway, that's good. That's good, Eddie. We tell them what kind of special you got on, because every time I look around today, I was all down in Alabama peeping in guys' trunks. I saw them damn company car balls all over the damn place, man.
Man, I tell you what, we have sold more of these new company car balls with the big gulp valve, and it's just unbelievable. $175. Let me tell you something. Go to Jegs. Go to Summit. Look in the catalog. They're $245 from Summit, and you get to pay freight.
Okay.
You come over to us, $175. Shut up, let me talk, bitch. You let me be talking. You better be quiet. You better be quiet.
I got to stop you, Ernie, because how much you said them ballers is, Ernie?
$175.
Okay, I got bad news for you, Ernie. I got bad news, Ernie. If they call you this week, Ernie, you got to let them have them for
$170.
Man, I was in Alabama. I made a promise. You know, down there, that's an improvised state, man. They got to have it. They raised the taxes down there. I told them I'd give them a tax break this week, Ernie. So if anybody from Alabama call you, you got to let them have it for $170, Ernie.
How about if I charge them $175 and no tax?
Nope. Got to be $170, Ernie.
And you're killing me.
I can't help you. Damn, I can't help
it. I tell you what. If I do this next time you come over here, you owe me a kiss.
All right, Ernie, go ahead and tell her what else you got going on there, brother.
Yeah, we got the AWAC control that has really gone over big. You guys that are running cars with no wheelie bars, that are carrying the front tires and tearing up the front ends, you need to look at this AWAC controller. It's an anti-wheelie controller, hooks up to MSD, has a laser that picks up the distance from the track. You set the distance you want the front end to go up. That's all it'll go. You leave as hard as you can leave, go to the other end. You ain't going to tear up your car. It's $595. It's the cheapest money you can spend. You've already got a damn motor that'll turn the car over. Let's don't have to repaint the roof. Put on this controller. Let's make it happen. Go faster.
Okay, honey, give them the phone number again, how they can get a hold of you for all these good tech tips or whatever they need to do it or whatever. Or they give them one.
Okay, I'm going to give you this number so even the slow people can pick it up. It's 1-800-NITROUS. That's 1-800-NITROUS for all the fast guys out there. 1-800-648-7687 for even the faster guys. You want to go fast, you want to go win, my shit has a lifetime warranty. Now go check out with everybody else. If you want to blow a blue bottle, go blow a blue bottle. But then you can pay $170 for a solenoid.
Okay. All right. So in other words, Leonard, you said 800-648-7687. Lifetime warranty on the solenoids. I don't give a damn if they're 95 years old. We'll repair it or give you a brand new one for the life of that solenoid.
I don't care if they're 95 years old and your ex-girlfriend. Guys, if he can remember the phone number, there ain't no reason y'all can't. I mean, look who we talking about here. Dog.
Yes, sir.
D.O.G.
Okay. All right, honey. Well, okay, brother. I'm glad you're in good spirits today. And the weather.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. Anything else you got, honey, before we get out of here, brother?
Oh, man. Get your ass over here and let's go get something to eat.
All right, brother. I love you, man. I love you.
All right, babe. I love you, and I'll talk to you this week.
All right. That's Ernie Reno.
Bye.
Okay, that's Ernie Reno. That's the nitrous oxide system. Give him a call over there. Anything you need, he'll try to help you and everything. Okay. All right. I'm waiting for my doggone my pitch man to get back in. Old Tyke, man. He'll be in there after a while. Anyway, let me get on through these sponsors, and I got a little segment I want to do right quick. My boy's down there in Glenville, Georgia. Man, if it wasn't for that trip, man, I'd be all right. That's Fulton Machine and Engines. My boy Robert Joe Fulton down in Glenville, Georgia. Get the boys a call down there, 912-237-3420. They do any and all kind of automotive work. And they got that special going on, they said, this year again. They said any car within, they was 50 miles, any car within 75 miles of the shop, free towing. Any car within 75 miles of the shop, free towing with a repair. That's Fulton Machine and Engines. That's Robert or Joe Fulton down in Glenville, Georgia. Get the guys a call down there, 912-237-3420. Some good guys, and they do damn good work. So give them a call down there. And while I'm at it, I just want to mention another one of my doggone friends. He's not a sponsor of the show, but I'm going to sponsor him in my damn self because I like his personality, and I like the way he do business. That's if you're down there in the Miami, Florida area or in the central part of Florida, anywhere down in Florida. Give my man down there at PRD, my man Oscar Rodriguez, a call down there. Man, that's one of the nicest guys, and he does some damn good work. He's associated with the damn Big Low them and Crew Chief them team down there. His name is Oscar at PRD. That's doggone Precision Racing Developments. Man is a good guy. He's a good people person. He don't talk much, but he builds a hell of an engine. Give him a call down there. It's Oscar Rodriguez, 786-302-1115. That's Oscar Rodriguez at PRD. 786-302-1115. Give him a call down there, man. If you're in the Miami area, Central Miami or Miami, Florida down there, oh, man, the man is an outstanding guy and is a good people person. Props out to you, Oscar, and Big Low team down there. And you know the deal, man. This is my man. He sent me down to goddamn Alabama buck naked this week. Goddamn it, if I went out there, I didn't even have no underwear on. Moe's Speed Shop, y'all. 706-414-6688. Sent me out there with damn it, that damn Trey One Malibu. Sent me down there buck ass naked, man. I mean, buck ass naked. He wouldn't even give me the dirty draws. He just pulled off and sent me down there to Alabama and said, go down there and do what I tell you to do and just goddamn it, hold the accelerator to the floor. That's Moe's Speed Shop, y'all. All types of wiring, all types of plumbing, custom chassis work, tuning, custom nitrous insulation. Man, like I told you, and he got a special going on, and I didn't want to tell you about it because it's going to make it slow for me. That wiring. I guarantee to you, if you wire your goddamn car, the car will wear out for the wiring wheel. That's Moe's Speed Shop, 706-414-6688. Also, don't forget to get with him for your on-site track special. Call him and make an appointment. He will take your car to the track and guarantee you it'll get down the track. And if it don't, guess what? It's free. Not no discount or nothing. It's free if he can't get you down the goddamn track. So don't even give him a call and see what you can do there. All right. That's my man, Moe's Speed Shop, 706-414-6688. Okay, I got these sponsors out of the way, and I'm finna get my upcoming events coming on. And don't forget, like I told you, I got my man Edmund Hall coming on Mr. Fire Speed at about 8 o'clock. So I'm going to wait and see. And listen, because I think Mike Hill out there, I think they haven't released Mike from the emergency room yet. His asshole's still soaked from this weekend, but he's still happy, but be soaked. But we were down in Alabama this week, down in Alabama. And I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to see if I can get my girl on the phone here and see if can. Joy! Joy,
yes.
One of the daddy's girls. Are you out there, baby?
Hey, dog.
Hey, baby. Hey, look here, for all y'all that don't know, this is Joy Walton, hell of a goddamn girl, man. She drive that god doggone car, boy. She ain't no joke, but Joy, just tell them what you're doing on the phone and how you doing today, baby.
Well, I'm doing fine, but I just called because, you know, word was circulating that y'all were bragging about y'all little win, and so I wanted the story to be told that, you know, you had a six, you got a 632 and I got a 400 small block, so I want you to tell the whole story, you know.
Well, hold on a minute. Now, who was bragging?
That you're picking on a girl. You're picking on a girl with a small block.
Hold on a minute, John. Let me ask you a question now. You know on my show, you know my show raw, and you know we don't pull no punches. You understand that, right?
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, I want to know. I want everybody out there to know. You are over 18, right?
Yes, I'm over 18.
Okay, now, so I'm going to ask you some hard questions, and since you over 18 and you know this ain't no raw show, are you married?
I am.
Oh, you have kids?
I do.
Okay, so that means you ain't no virgin then. That means you ain't no virgin. So I'm finna ask you some hard questions. Did I not come down to Alabama to race you? I mean, did I not come down to Alabama Sunday to race?
You came to race, yeah. You came to race.
All right, did I not run up against your daddy, your big daddy, that was all in my face talking a little trash to me?
Well, I don't think that's how it happened. Really and truly, we were talking to Frank Jackson, and then you just kind of stepped in.
Hold on. Who was Frank Jackson with?
He was with you.
Well, if you was talking to Frank Jackson, he was talking to me. But that ain't what I'm getting at. What I'm getting at then, I was talking trash to your daddy. Then all of a sudden, I seen your little cute self come up there and tell your husband I'm gay, so he ain't got to worry about me messing with you. I seen your little cute ass come up there. You started talking shit. And I said, damn, I don't want to slap the shit out of no woman. Now, didn't I say that?
Yeah, then I said, but I like it rough.
Okay, then I told you, I said, God damn it, if you do this, I'm going to whoop your ass and I'm going to make you go in the damn kitchen and make me a sandwich. Didn't I tell you that?
You did tell me that, but you didn't know that you thought it was going to be an easy fight. That's what you thought, because you was like, this girl got a small block 400. We got this big old 632 with all this nitrous on it. And then you had to fight for your life.
Hold on, let me ask you a question. While you talking all that stuff, we don't normally tell parts on the radio station. Let me ask you one question. How did I know what you had under your hood? Did I look under your hood?
Now, you looked under my hood. You checked me out. The word circulated. You know, you saw.
Hold on a minute. John, be honest. Did I come over there and look under your hood?
No, you didn't. You didn't come over there and look under my hood.
Okay, so how the hell I know what the hell you had up under there?
You ain't know, but your crew knew.
Hold on a minute. God damn it, I'm just saying me. But anyway, back to that sandwich, though. When I told you was going to fix me a sandwich, what did you tell me you was going to put on that sandwich that I didn't ask for?
Some mustard.
Okay. Then, okay, you did tell me that. So that means you was getting small.
You
told me you was going
to
put some mustard on there. So I told your ass. So now, did I whoop your ass?
You was a little soft.
I whooped your ass.
You did, but it was a little soft.
Did I whoop your ass?
I'm not convinced that you can beat me.
I don't
want to
get
like
nasty
that.
With you because you are a woman and you do have a husband, but you say I barely beat you. It's just like making love, Joy. If I ain't got to give it all to you, I just got to give you enough to satisfy you, baby.
Yeah, but they ain't satisfied me. You left me want some more, so I need to get that race back. Can you give me that race back?
That's what I'm trying to say. See, I'm a man. You said you wasn't satisfied. You want some more. I'm satisfied. I just gave you enough for you to come back. Next time I come down there, I'm going to give you a little bit more. I'm going to tear that ass up a little bit more.
Well, I'll be ready when you come back. I welcome you
let you talk to one of them Alabama-raised motherfuckers down there. He might want to talk some shit to you, though, but I love you, though. I love you. Hey, Sherman.
Go ahead.
Talk to Joy, man. She out there talking shit. Can you talk to Joy, man?
I thought you had a height limit for this show. If you ain't got no height limit for this show, I thought you had to be a the ride.
God damn, Shelby, you gonna let her talk to you like that? Hey, Joy, what you mean a height limit? What you trying to say, Joy?
I'm just trying to say, you know, I thought you had to be like 4'11 to get on the show. So if you ain't 4'11, I don't need to hear nothing.
I'm all good with whatever they say.
Sherman, no, I'm just joking with you. I'm just playing, Sherman. Don't pull your gun. Don't pull your gun, Sherman.
Hey, he ain't gonna put no damn gun on you here. Hey, hold on a minute. I got somebody that's here from 334. That evidently they must be trying to help you. Let me see who this is. It might be somebody from here. 334-757-453. Who is this?
Hey, dog, it's Bo White, man. How you doing?
Who, you on George's team? Who team you on from Alabama?
I'm the one that walked up to you and told you time I got to the track that things was finna change. You remember that?
Yeah. You did.
I'm that guy. So you tell Joy to take that little bit. I'm a fan of Daddy Girl, but you tell him to take that little bit and work with it.
Uh-oh.
Who is it?
Joy, on your ass, Joy.
Who is it?
It's Bo White. We're down in Youth Parlor. We got that 70 Camaro. We got that 70 Camaro, Obama Camaro.
And you want to race me?
No, and not after what, dog? You don't need any more opinion right now. Just take that little bit and work with it.
Yeah, I know.
Y'all gotta quit talking about it. Y'all gotta quit picking on Joy now.
I know you sound a little scared.
No,
if it's that easy, then line it up. Now you gotta line it up.
We don't want none. See, it's just like, see, we like the fresh. See, like Dawg was talking about the version. We like the version. See, Dawg done opened it up now, so there's really nothing we can do with it but fall in. So we just on that Dawg. We're gonna be satisfied with that little bit Dawg got.
Okay, hey, hold on a minute now. I'm getting a little bit away from my damn topic. I don't usually talk shit before the show, but I got my lawyer on the phone now. Hey, Joy, I want you to say hello to my lawyer, Tyke Man.
What's up, dog?
I got Joy on the phone. That's a little girl that I had to go down there and kind of molest a little bit. But tell him what we give a damn about a woman that's in a race car. You can go ahead and tell her what we give a damn about that.
Well, I really shouldn't have to answer that. Didn't you blow her ass a lot?
Did he what?
Blow your ass a lot.
Yeah, he beat me. He did.
I seen it online. You got your ass all blowed out.
I lost. Just not a little bit, though. Tell him, dog. It was just a little bit. It was just enough to make y'all come back.
Okay, we'll be back.
Okay.
Guaranteed.
Please come back. That's easy money. You know you're supposed to come at the money.
They said you was a lumberjack, and I don't know what, you must have blinked when the tree came down.
I might have, but you know what? I'll take that again. I got a big heart in me. You got to beat it out of me. You got to show me that you can win.
Well,
over and over again.
About women. That one thing they say about women, they hard-headed.
Yeah, we hard-headed. We real hard-headed.
You know we won about $300 more on the side when somebody said you was going to chop my head off on the tree. You know that, don't you?
That's all you won.
Shit, man, $100 all I needed. Shit, when they gave me that $100, that's why I went to kill your ass.
Okay, well, you said you were, when are you coming back? That's what I want to know. When are you coming back?
If you wasn't married, I wouldn't have never left.
Huh?
If you wasn't married, I wouldn't have never left.
Well, that could be arranged. Come on back.
Well, anyway, we ain't finna bother you no way, but what we really want to say, all jokes aside, though, and we glad you're taking the little shit we're getting you because that's what we do. We don't mean no harm about it, but, John, we just glad to see women that's in this in sports that can hang around with us. And we really, you got our respect, though, John. You did a good job. You just ain't no goddammit you was going up against a goddammit killer.
You're right. I really appreciate it. I enjoy racing. I like the sport. I don't mind losing because it makes me a better winner. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
Right. I hear you. Look here, we got somebody else on the phone. Don't go nowhere yet, because after this little segment, I'm going to cut it out, because I usually don't do this segment till after I get all my stuff in. But I got Wit, 901 Bad Boys, come in. Wit, what you got to say, Wit?
Yeah, this is 901 Sensitive Bad Boys.
This is where now Wit? You where now Wit?
This is 901 Sensitive Bad Boys.
What you so sensitive about, Wit? You sound like goddamn George. You sensitive now.
Yeah, we sensitive to women being in cars. That's why we tried to come over there and come to her rescue. And because we knew y'all had that big old motor and stuff. And
boy, there you go, bullshit. Now we talking about parts. How big y'all know how to big the motor is? How can y'all say how big a motor is, goddammit?
I heard y'all had a 477 in that thing, big block.
Oh, a 477. Okay, she said a 632. So that means we going down. We all right then.
Yeah, and I tried to take that little phone. I tried to take that little 468 we got and run up in y'all ass because we seen y'all over there picking on her. And we kind of sensitive to women in race cars, but we couldn't.
Well, to be honest with you, I wasn't really picking on her, because it hurt me to fall, so I wasn't picking on her. But I told her, goddammit, I see, when she come over there, I specifically told her, go in this goddamn kitchen and fix me a sandwich. No, she wanted to be sporty and shit, and she come out from fuck this damn kitchen. She don't work in the kitchen. So I had to goddamn
right.
Put my foot in her ass and make her get her ass in the kitchen.
And I still ain't went in the kitchen.
Well, you ain't. I know she get the hit now on it, dog.
Yeah.
That's right.
She get the hit.
Give me the hit. Give me the hit.
Hell no, I just did. We in that, goddammit. You talking about the hit. I'm going to hit her ass upside the goddamn head.
No, y'all got to give her the hit, man.
Yeah, no shit. Hold up. I need my lawyer on the phone now. Lawyer, what do you say about giving somebody the hit, lawyer?
Huh?
See that? You heard that, didn't you?
Yeah.
When you got a when you got a lumberjack behind the wheel, you don't never get away your advantage. So what the hell would a motherfucker like me that's a lumberjack gonna give my advantage away? That's just like me throwing my axe away, man.
I thought you was a gentleman. You supposed to get a girl. You know I'm a girl. I'm handicapped.
Okay, hold on a minute, John. Let me lawyer. I can't get nasty on my own show. So I got to get my lawyer to talk for me on my show, see. Lawyer, when she say I'm a gentleman, tell her what a gentleman is.
I tell you what we'll do, Miss Joy. Depending on what lane that dog win on the corn toss, we'll put a patch over the opposite eye.
I tell you what I do. You let him keep both of his eyes. And y'all come back and line up and give me that same race so he can keep both of his eyes.
Miss Joy, you got it every day of the week and twice on Sunday.
Okay.
Hey, Miss Joy, if I know y'all would race me every week, you know what I do? I quit my job because it's just like a guaranteed paycheck.
I love it. I love a cocky man.
Hey, did you see the video on the internet, Joy?
I thought it was very cute.
Hey, if you didn't know no better, when you saw the damn video, you thought you won, didn't it?
You thought I won, didn't it? You thought I won. I heard somebody had to tell you that you won. That
hey, Joy, you know what a pimp is, don't
you? Yeah.
Hey, Joy, you know what a pimp is?
I'm something like a pimp.
What I'm trying to say, see, a pimp always supposed to fool a woman like she rude and shit. See, I just fooled your ass like you was.
Nah, you know you was nervous and scared and shook up.
Hold on a minute. Tank Man, that's my lawyer. Tell her I'm nervous and scared after before every race.
Yeah, every race. You don't want you to talk to him, don't ask him shit.
All right, well, look here, fellas. I got one more call I'm finna get, then I got to get back to my regular programming. But hold on a minute. Don't y'all go nowhere. 313-8245. What's up?
Well, but I got to do this. So,
313.
I'm being hard on her, and I keep on constantly like, okay, for instance, like, all right, you get your hair done. Okay, you wrap your hair the first time. All right,
I'm
going to
tell you what I'm going to do. You get your hair done. Now you can't get back on the show. Go ahead. Joe, you got anything else you want to say? Because I gave you this segment because I respect you as a woman. I respect you as a driver. I respect you as a racer, baby. But we're going to talk shit to you. And when we stop talking shit to you, that means we don't like you. But every time you get
like
out there.
I like the shit talking. I like
okay,
the shit
talking. Let me finish. I ain't finished yet, though. Every time you line up beside me, I'm going to knock your nuts in the ground.
I'm glad I don't have any.
Well, that's why you ain't got none, because I done knocked them off.
But I'm going to take yours. That's what I'm going to do. When you bring yourself back down to Alabama, I'm going to take yours.
Hey, Whit. Now, you hear her talking shit to me now. What do I supposed to do with a smart mouth woman, Whit?
Man, I wish she wasn't married. I heard her because she's 32 and that motherfucker.
Hey, tight man.
Yeah.
Hey, she good looking and fine too now.
Hey, dog.
I know. Fine with now.
She good looking and fine too, Tiger Man. She looked good in that suit. I almost red lighted because I was over there looking at that booty.
Yeah. You almost red lighted because you was nerve. You knew you had to get that, try to get the advantage.
Hold on a minute. Tight man, when you're out there racing, will you tell this young lady what you're supposed to do?
Stop the damn get the advantage.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I just did what I had to do, Joy. I'm sorry. I want you to, I'm going to get BET to wrap one of them DVDs up and send it to you so every time you play it, you remember me.
I don't think I'll forget you, dog.
Hey, dog.
Yeah, go ahead,
Doc. You heard that woman say she ain't been in the kitchen yet, right?
Yeah.
She can't eat. She watched that damn video online and she got sick all over again.
All right, hey, if y'all got anything else you want to say, I'm finna close this down and I got to do my upcoming programs right quick. Y'all can hang around if you want to. Anybody got anything else they want to say, go ahead and say it now.
Now
otherwise, I'm going to mute everybody's mic, but my man Tight Man.
It was nice meeting you. I can't wait to see you again. You telling me you're going to give me that same race back. Please bring your lawyer with you so I can stuff something in his mouth, too.
Holy shit, Tight.
Oh, you Tight.
Damn, Tight Man, she don't even know you. She's going to stuff something in your goddamn mouth.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
I am very sick. She say she don't want no nuts, next.
Hey, hold on a minute. I got a call that I missed. Hold on a minute. 504-9594. You out there? 504-9594. Are you out there? Shit, he must be playing with Jordan Nuts then.
Hey, what's going on, dog?
Yo. Yeah.
It's Doobie.
Oh shit!
Okay.
Doobie, before you talk now, you can talk, but Tight Man, this is Doobie now. Make sure don't nobody disrespect him or nothing. And if anything go on, you got to take it because I can't talk bad to you. What's up, Doobie?
Yeah.
Doobie, you scared to talk? I mean, I ain't mean to scare the shit out of you. Can you talk?
Oh, I could talk. I put the phone inside my ear. I could talk. I ain't scared. You already know I ain't scared. You already know.
And I'm
going to tell you like George just told you. When I get back to Alabama, you will see me again.
Doobie, my lawyer on the phone, and right now he told me, as sweet as you is, we'll come to New Orleans for your ass.
Guess what? Your lawyer you're going to get the same thing, too, if he get in the way. Well, just win me, then. With that llama jack, just win me.
Doobie, you scared to talk? What I'm saying is, Doobie, we had a race, and you came over and paid the park out money before we even raced, Doobie.
Yes, I did, and you know why I can't pay the park out money. Because my other kid wasn't coming on. If it was coming on, you had an ass whooping.
Lawyer, tell him about that other kid, lawyer.
How you know you needed the other damn kid?
That's all right. I was going to make sure I had what I needed. What I thought I needed, I was going to use it.
Oh, I heard you got a little scared with the damn getting nervous.
I ain't never scared, so you ain't got to worry about that.
Well, you know a lawyer is a shyster. You know that,
like
right? So you know you could have came over and talked to my lawyer and said one of your kids wasn't working. We'd have worked out a deal for you, brother. Just like we did
you
with
didn't
George.
Say nothing. I can't tell you until you wasn't working. You didn't try to work out nothing.
Hold on. Did you come and tell me you just came over and said you was gonna pay the punk out money? You didn't ask for nothing. We could have worked out something. I could have gave you the 1-1. I was already giving you the back tie.
Damn. 1-1, Doc?
Hey, Tight Man, what you said is, what this game about, Tight Man?
Goddamn trickery, the hustle.
About
the
trickery and the hustle. Motherfucker, if you had came over and told me one of your kicks wasn't working, bitch, we'd have gave you 1-1.
Damn.
If I had to know Joy had a small block,
I'd
have gave her ass 1-1.
I'm going to tell you like Joy just told you. When I come back to Alabama, because I do come to Alabama, guess what?
Okay.
It's going to happen.
All right, now, hold on a minute now. Like I told you on my show, I can't get too nasty. But my lawyer on the phone now, my lawyer, tell me what Doobie and Joy got in common in Alabama. Tell me what they got in common.
Well, Doobie just got his asshole blowed out and you ain't even have to make a pass. And Joy got her asshole blowed out just for
what we got in common? Kicking your ass. That's what we got in common.
In other words, y'all got y'all, both y'all got y'all asshole blowed out. Case closed. Money green.
That's right. We did. But what we saying is that all you got to do, you wouldn't even run that race back. It was so sweet to you. Why you wouldn't run it back, dog?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you now. I'm going to be honest with you.
Dog, let your lawyer answer since that's your question.
Okay, I'll let my lawyer answer. Go ahead, lawyer.
Hold on. The reason why he didn't run it back, he called me and I told him no. And he called me and I said, I ain't got no bail money. Come to Alabama and get you out for raping that woman like that.
He's done it in front of too
many people.
That's a good one. That's
he
a good answer.
He ain't
lying. He told me it because he was scared. He said, he said, I know I got lucky that time. I know I ain't gonna, luck ain't going to be on my side again. That's what dog said.
Shit, Joe, you believe anything, woman?
Hey. No.
All right, if y'all ain't got anything else, I'm finna close all these mics up. Sherman, you scared to talk since she said you got to be 4'11" to talk, Sherman?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, Whit, don't you go nowhere because you know later on we probably got to get into some more shit. So I'm finna close everybody up. I just wanted to give Joy her time to shine in the sun because we're going to need people like that and we'll be coming to Alabama. And I know she will race. And a lot of people down there believe in her, and she's a hell of a racer. So, anybody else got anything to say on this here quick segment? Otherwise, I got to get into my upcoming events right quick. Anybody? Okay, Joy, I love you, babe.
All right. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm going to close everybody's mics up, but y'all ain't got to go nowhere, but I'm going to close all your mics up. All of them laying tight, man. Tight, man. How you doing out there today, brother?
Yeah. I'm doing all right.
Oh, I told her not to hang up, but she hung up. God damn it. I told Joy not to hang up, but she gone. Anyway, she was a good sport about it, man, and I appreciate that, man. She was a good sport. But I got to get my man Bill of the Beast on here. We got this upcoming event coming up here, man, April the damn 6th down there, Total Mayhem. Bill, if you're on the phone, press the 1 button. Probably ain't, because you know you can't get on. You know, let's see, who the hell is here calling in there? Who the hell they want to see? Okay, now they got out of there. Okay, Bill of the Beast, if you're out there, press the 1. Hold on a minute. Somebody got something they want to say. Well, 770, if you want to say something, quick pressing the 1 button back and forth so I can get you in there if you want to say something. 770 kept pressing the 1 button and then pressed it before I can get started, type. All right, he ain't pressing no more. Maybe he just didn't know what was going on. Damn, I wish Joy hadn't hung up, though. She was a good sport. Type, man, she fine, too, now. You hear me, type?
I hear you, Sal. We ain't in the private room.
Oh, we ain't in no private room, though. But so, what the hell? Ain't that wrong thing? She said she married. So she got kids, so we can't do no damage. But man, oh man. Be quiet now. If you're at the house, if you ain't in the basement by yourself, goddammit, better be quiet. I'm gonna let this phone. Type man, just talk. I'm gonna go to the private room. I don't want this phone to be ringing while it's just talk. Just say something. Ain't nobody on but you though. Hold on, let me get somebody to talk to. I'm gonna open Whit mic back up. You and Whit can talk. You and Whit talk. I gotta go to the private room.
Whit.
Yeah. What up, Ty?
I heard you was trying to get a race and you wasn't able to get a race with a certain person. What's going on with that?
I don't know what they can. Then they telling that motherfucker I paid to lock up and this and that. Every time I see them motherfuckers, I'm gonna blow their ass out. I ain't got no pass.
I thought y'all would lock me in, but you know, I told you what I was gonna say.
I told them I think I had lifted a ring, Lance. I told him I ain't going to pay no lockup, though. And he told me he didn't bring another car, so we just left it at that. So, and I still tried to race him. I said, when he come, and I tried to race everybody else. I said, when he come around the house, I know he going to race. I just run him. But he was gone, so he did like he did magic. He got magic. He goddamn was gone.
Well, Wick, you got a race coming up shortly, don't you?
Yeah, he's going to be somewhere else, but I'm telling you right now, David, he don't have no passes. I gave all my passes out. That's it. Ain't nobody got no fucking pass.
Oh, shit. Well, I'm back. Look here. I ain't mean to cut y'all off tight, man. You and Wichita. But I'm back. We got plenty of time to talk about that because Wit is mad because there was some shit going on there and somebody was lying on other people and shit. But right now, we ain't worried about that, tight man. Tight man, on April the 6th, man, down in Dalton, they got total mayhem, tight man. They got all these back half motherfuckers. Everybody say they're a bad motherfucker. Now, Bill, you on the phone, Bill?
Yeah, I'm on the phone, dog.
Okay, that's Bill. He got a doggone total mayhem. But I won't, before we even get into that, I want to talk to Wit. Wit, you still at Wit? Hey, Wit. I didn't want Wit to go the way I want. Wit! God
damn, yeah, I'm here, dog.
He's always fucking me up. Damn it, I didn't want him to go
nowhere.
But anyway.
He's here, dog.
Okay, Wit, you got to stay with me now, God damn it, because, boy, I'm trying to make a start of your ass. I'm going to make you a radio host. I got Bill on the phone. He the owner of the beach down there. But I want you to just tell me something if you've seen it. You was in Montgomery, Alabama this weekend?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Did you see that motherfucking shadow?
Yes, I did. I really did.
How that motherfucker look to you, Wit?
Man, that motherfucker looking so good. I turned around. I was going to make a hit. And I said, well, shit, I need goddamn him to line me up. Bill, I don't just know him too. I was telling him to come on, line me up with this. I said, where that motherfucker look, I need to be right where he was at. And he didn't know what I was saying. And I think he was going to try to help me line up because I couldn't find Mike, curly head ass. He was over there fucking with that car. yeah, that damn thing looked good.
Okay, now Bill is on the
beat. It looked good out there by the ship like that.
Oh, shit. In other words, you saying the beast don't give a damn about no shadows. Is that what you saying?
They don't give a damn about no back half car.
Oh, shit. Well, hold up. April the 6th, man, down in Dalton, they got total mayhem, man. They got a $5,000 back half raising. They got the Blue Magic that's supposed to be in there. And the Blue Magic ain't nothing to fuck with. It's funny. They got Lil Mo supposed to be in there if he can get his shit together. We don't know for sure, but he working hard as shit to be in there. We got them Texas boys, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and that man Matt, Mr. Hyde, out from Texas. Man, he talking more shit than electric radio, and I think him and the shadow locked in. Right there, I don't give a damn if it don't nobody else race it down in Dalton. If I see them two motherfuckers go down to there, because Matt talked plenty of shit, and Stevie Jackson talked plenty of shit. Stevie Jackson's going to have a helicopter on site. Because I think he got to fly from Dalton back down to Jackson somewhere because he got a race, but he said he can fly in there, fuck the goddamn Dr. Hyde up and the rest of the crew up in about 3 seconds. Oops, 4 seconds or so. Well, anyway, he said he's going to fuck them up real quick and fly back out of there. But they got big sexy saying, wait a minute, I got something to say about that shit too. They also got the beast going to be there. Michael Martin, they all talking that shit. He better not show his motherfucking ass to him and William Brown, Buddy Blow, Virginia Slim and all them motherfuckers talking all that shit. They need to come on down there April the 6th in Darlington and prove that shit they talking. Because down there in Darlington on April the 6th, the who's who of the back half should be there. They got Kenny Boochum. You know I can't never pronounce these motherfuckers' names. What his name is, Kenny Boochum or the Horseman? He's supposed to be down there. But man, oh man, I tell you one thing. Old Bill said, dog, come on down, man. I'm going to take care of you. I think I'm going to go see Bill when I first get in the gate to get my money, because from what I understand, they say they're going to beat the shit out of the beast. And the goddamn it, who are this certified gangster and all them motherfuckers? Bill, what you got to say about all that shit, man?
I tell you what, dog, you know, you out there talking about people looking good. Hell, you look good out there by yourself. Hell, I'm looking good when I'm walking around by myself.
You and dog going with. Talk to him. He got the beef. Him and certified gangster. Talk to him, man.
I'm with goddammit.
Bill Murray is scarier than a shithouse rat.
Shit, man. I got dollars in my pocket right now, ready to lock in anybody with a bag of card. Anybody.
I'm going to try to see if I get Matt on the phone, man. I'm going to see if I get doggone Mr. Hyde on the phone. Y'all keep talking, man.
I know, Bill.
Call it a back half. I'm ready to race.
That's just the thing. You can't name them back halves and then they're a back half. They got to be a back half.
Got to be a back half.
Yeah.
I he should have been a part of my race. I had a man call me, man, trying to scare me and stuff. He said that he looks good. He should have been in a part of my race. I said, there ain't no way, man.
Yeah, but look here, a tight man. You fucking up tight, man. Because if either, I'm going to put it this way, if number two of the backhand show up, they got a $3,000 28-inch shootout. The Boogeyman's supposed to be there. Big Ball Factor, Brian McGee, BTR, Dean and the Green Goddamn Hornet, Lethal Weapon, David Floyd, the White Boys, Baby Big Low and all them. Man, oh, man, that should be a race for a race now. Now, I don't know how the hell Big Ball Factor supposed to be down here and in Texas, too, though. He's supposed to be at both of them, so I don't know. But anyway, we're going to have a goddamn hell of a show down there with the damn little boys and the medium-sized boys. So it ought to be one hell of a show, April the 6th, down in goddamn it, Darlington, the Total Mayhem, man. It ought to be some shit to see, man.
Hey, Brian McGee called me Monday and asked me to go ahead and put his name on the check. I said, what the hell are you talking about? He said, man, go ahead and pay me because I'm going to take that money back home with me.
Oh, shit.
That was Brian. He said he couldn't let us take over. He said he forgot to wait for him last time, but he said he won't get away this time.
Well, now, also now, Lethal Weapon and the White Boys, they still got some unfinished business. If both of them on the goddamn promises, that's going to be one hell of a... Tight Man, you can't miss this one, Tight Man.
I ain't gonna miss it out.
Goddamn, I mean, with the Lethal Weapon and the White Boys, and then the Big Low wants to ease up in that motherfucker, man, it's gonna be some shit all over the place. Only thing I ask you, Bill, you gotta start the show early if Virginia Slim there, because by the time Virginia Slim get to studying and line his man up, we might have to have a goddamn another day of racing, man.
We're gonna have to start it that Sunday.
Well, y'all talk. I'm gonna see if I can get Virginia Slim in. Y'all talk, tight, man. I gotta get Virginia Slim in.
Waiting on some warm weather. I swear, this shit here, it's snowing up here in Atlanta.
Man, it's snowing down in Wilmington.
Yeah, we had a little snow. I'm saying shit, and I got to work in this shit.
You a lumberjack type, man.
I know it, man, but goddamn, I'm getting old. Shit, I'm 50 years old this year.
How old you? 50. Y'all talk,
Tyke,
man. You ain't talking. I need you to talk about some mall money or some shit.
Hey, I'm talking about that goddamn beast, man. I got a phone call saying somebody coming to blow his ass on my... On the seat. Phil, you got a surprise coming to your show from what I hear now.
Well, man, I'm a lot surprised since I was a little boy. I used to like surprise. I used to like Christmas morning. But I know that I had a surprise up under that tree.
Yeah, from what I hear, you're supposed to be having a surprise. There's no entropy to get in that backhand race, right?
Hold on, tight man. I ain't mean to break y'all, man, but some shit just come on, man. Virginia Slim been playing Steven, man. That motherfucker named Steven. I just called Virginia Slim, and that bitch ain't stuttered now motherfucking time, man.
I ain't stuttering today.
Oh, shit.
Who do we got out there?
We got the beast out there looking for your motherfucking ass. That's what we got out there.
You know, dog, you just got to be a stranger, a damn fool to come after me. Well, I ain't figured out which one he is yet.
If you didn't see him, I had a lot of calls because I couldn't answer this question, and you weren't answering your phone. Will you tell everybody on this phone, what the fuck is a sidewalk sissy?
that's the name that I came up with for everybody that scared me and they make excuses not to run me. So I call them a sidewalk sissy.
Well, could you name two sidewalk sissies that you know out there right now?
Well, one of them that I call the sidewalk sissy, I'm going to take it back. Michael Martin, I told him when I called him that one night, and I told him I was going to put a wig and some high-heel shoes and some pantyhoses on him and go up in it. But I take that back now, though.
Hey, Slim, let me ask you one more question, man. I know a guy that really like you, but he said, goddamn, he's going to do something to you. What about that damn Mississippi Nightmare, Big Claw?
I want him worse than a hog won't slop. And if he bring that thing down Rockingham, on the date that is supposed to be it. I'm gonna show him though that he thought he wanted me, but he really didn't.
Okay. Hey, Bill.
Yeah. Go ahead, dog.
Hey, what you got any kind of special for Virginia Slim? You know, Virginia Slim is a senior citizen. He old, he stutter, and he handicapped. You got it. You got anything for a old motherfucker like that in the raising business, man?
Yes, I wish you'd shut up and let me go on and get his old ass, get him off the books. I got him on the books for years ago. He talked that shit.
But I back it up, though. That's the only thing about it. I back up just about most of what I say.
Hey, I ain't got no sidewalk city driving, Slim, so you can count for that shit.
Dick Clark, though, when you come up to Rockingham, I'm going to bring a pair of pink high-heeled shoes and a red wig and some and a dress to put on you and when I do it, I ain't gonna leave you by yourself. I'm gonna catch you by the arm and walk around the track with you.
What about the lipstick, Lynn, what about the lipstick?
Some of that too. Yeah, some bright red lipstick on it.
Hey, dog. Hey, dog. Listen.
Yeah.
I'm gonna walk up to Slim. Soon we get in the lineup, I'm gonna walk up to Slim. I'm gonna give him one sentence to tell me. And by the time he gets through, that mother will be back in my pit.
The man that owned that car at first, he got scared when I really got on him. He gave it to you because he was scared of what I was gonna do to him.
Well,
Steve,
who are you
going to say? The one and only, now here's the real sidewalk, Sissy. Here's the real sidewalk, Sissy.
Who are you talking about,
Steve? Moneymaker, but I done changed his name from Moneymaker to Money Waster. Every time he's been out here lately, he got his ass tore up.
Goddamn, that damn Slim something else. All right, then, look here. Hey, Big Clock, you got anything else you want to say? I'll leave your mic open. You know what to do, though. If you decide to go ahead, just go ahead on. I'm going to leave your mic open, Big Clock.
All right, Slim. We'll see you, bro.
All right, take care now.
All right. Hey, Bill.
Yeah, go ahead, dog.
Hold on a minute now. Do you know Big Clock, too? Do you know Big Clock?
I don't think I've ever met him before. Certified
news today. Okay, well, y'all want some of that ass, too, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Anyone with a back half car, we want to see everybody with a back half car.
All right.
Y'all going to get it.
Okay. All right, well, Tag Man, I've been fired your motherfucking ass for my lawyer. I just want to ask you a motherfucking question, though. So can I ask you a question, Tag Man?
Come on with it, Dory.
Now, if you ain't going to tell the truth, motherfucker, goddammit, say I muted your mic or something. Now, I ain't trying to start no shit, but I'm trying to be fair. I done heard about 7, 8, 10 shows talking about Purple Rain coming to do this and Purple Rain coming to do this here. When the last fucking time I seen Purple Rain that damn fucking track in lately?
Last year.
Oh, okay. So, goddamn, how is he making all these? He just like motherfucking Michael Jackson and Tupac. They're making a lot of goddamn appearances and I ain't seen them motherfuckers.
He was supposed to run Connor Wright this year, wasn't he?
Yeah, what I'm talking about. He pulled around a whole lot of motherfuckers, but I ain't seen him yet, though. So I reckon Pro Stock Joe, the only motherfucker seen him at the racetrack, since that's the only one I hear talking about he's going to be at all these tracks and shit. But anyway, I'd be glad when Purple Rain make his debut. And if they don't like what I said, they know how to push the one button to have somebody to call me. I get their motherfucking ass on. But I'm tired of hearing about Purple Rain if the motherfucker ain't going to do nothing, motherfucker. If you want to show out, be down at motherfucking Darlington on goddamn April the 6th, Total Mayhem. Bill, will you try Purple Rain? Are you scared of Purple Rain?
Do I not, dog?
Are you scared of Purple Rain or will you try Purple Rain with the Beast?
I tried.
Okay, there y'all got it. All right, April the 6th, Total Mayhem, down in doggone Darlington, boy. They got one of the biggest backhand things going on down there. Even if Virginia Slim don't bring his motherfucking car, we want to see him in the building because, Virginia Slim, we love to have you around, man. Being your age and talking much shit as you is, man, that makes a old motherfucker, that makes a young man wish he can get that beard that old. Don't forget, Total Mayhem, April the 16th, down in Darlington. They're going to have the Blue Magic should be in the house. Lil Mo is working hard to be in the house, even though I think Lil Mo might be goddamn it trying to fake the funk. I don't know, but we'll see. He's still my man. We got the Texas connection. Mr. Hyde and Dr. Jekyll going to be in the house. Big Sexy should be in the house. The Shadow, oh, shit, and the Beast. Man, all them motherfuckers on the same property at the same time, it's got to be a motherfucking explosion if don't but two of them bitches show up. It's worth to see. Then if that ain't enough for your ass, Bill's throwing out 3,000 more for the 28-inch tie guy shootout. The Boogeyman might be in the house. If he don't, he's going to be in the house with somebody. I don't know. I ain't gonna say Big Ball because I heard he's supposed to be out in Texas killing the motherfucker. But Brian McGee, BTR and them supposed to be there. Dean and the Green Damn Hornet supposed to be there. Lethal Weapon supposed to be there. David Floyd might be there with two cars. The White Boys should be there. Big Low should be there. Man, oh man, if just half of the people that's supposed to be there, it's gonna be one hell of a show. It's April 6th down in Darlington, total mayhem. And the damn, don't forget about them Virginia boys and that WB3. That's William Brown the third. That's Virginia Slim's wife. Driver. Anyway, we got the old half white ass, pretty eyed William Brown gonna be in the house, y'all. So, with that being said, anybody got anything to say about April the 6th? Hit me up. And I try to get Atomic Dog on. Big Clark, if you can get Atomic Dog on, I know he was trying to get on to announce his show, so she can get Atomic Dog on there.
Hey, dog, we got David Franklin gonna be there. He's out of Wilmington, and we got Travis with the number. He called me today and said he's gonna be there that day.
Oh, shit. Hey, might try to get Little Red Riding Hood together. Because I think they still looking for Little Red Riding Hood. I heard Travis fucked somebody up in that Nova, though. Yeah. Well, all right. Anything else you want to say on that deal?
Yeah, we'll have a lot of people in the building that day. Everybody's invited to come with a bag of ass or a 28-inch tire. Anybody want to rock in a grudge race, give me a call. So everybody's welcome to come out.
Okay, also, don't forget now, you having a meet and greet on the 5th now. It ain't no after party because it ain't after the race, but you having a meet and greet on the 5th, Bill. Where's that meet and greet going to be at, Bill?
It's down in Darlington, not at the Trophy Club. So y'all don't bring your ladies, man. I'm going to have plenty of women down there for you.
Oh, shit.
Leave your wives and your old ladies at home. Bring your girlfriend, but leave your wives at home.
Now, Bill, you didn't tell me that. Now, you might just have to reserve me a goddamn room now.
Well, I got you all right now, man. Just let me know what to do.
All right. Don't forget, that's Total Mayhem, April the 6th, down in Donovan. It should be one hell of a goddamn show. We're going to have a bunch of back-half guys down there and a bunch of 28-inch tires guys down there. That's April the 6th, down in goddamn Donovan, South Carolina. What time the gates open, Bill?
Hey, let me open at 11 o'clock. We should be ready to start racing by 12, dog.
Okay.
We also open that Friday. You know, we open that Friday from 12 to 6, Thurston 2. All day Thurston.
Okay. All right, Bill, anything else you want to say before I cut you off, my brother?
Hey, dog, let me ask Bill a motherfucking question.
Go ahead on tight, man. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, Bill, you letting Purple Rain get in the back ass shootout?
No, I don't think he's a bag half, man. If he can get the shit out with the beast, I'll rock his ass in. I ain't scared of Puffer Ray.
Oh, okay. I was just checking.
All right, no problem. All right, Bill, we appreciate it, man. We'll holler at you next week, and we might have to have a special show next week about something, okay?
All right, dog, man. Y'all be good.
All right, take care, brother. All right.
All right, my brother.
Hey, dog, Atomic Dog say he on. He matching the one, but he say...
I got it. Go ahead on, Tracy. How you doing, brother?
What's going on, dog? How everybody doing out there? Man, I just want to come on, dog, and let everybody know all roads lead to Texas, April the 6th. She'll be a good show. A lot of talk going around. A lot of action jumping off. No binds and 9-on-1 bad boy wit. Hey, don't nobody move. Won't nobody get hurt. Folks down here in Texas, they ain't taking that too well. They looking to take on anybody come down here with Tony and 901. Eric out of Florida got two lock-ins already. Got T.O. and them coming from California. We got some guys from Louisiana coming down here. Action going to be going on good and heavy, man. We got some pretty big bets going on down here. Tony got his hands full. And so, for everybody who can make it this way, come see it. We got a big tie shootout. Me, myself, going in with Roy James and Reggie Rabbit and Drexel with their Pro Stock truck. So we're going to go at it April the 6th, Houston Motorsports Park. It's going to be live action, man. We're going to do it Texas style and see how it come out. So it ought to be a good show, man. We got some folks coming and ready to make some good action.
Hey, Tommy Dog.
Yes, sir.
You mean to tell me you're going to take your top sponsors and put it against some of them badass pro models you just named?
That's right. Anybody can win.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, you know how they say when it's a shootout, anybody can win, right?
That's right.
Just think now. If we could have had a mutual ground on April the 6th where we can have all that shit combined. Do you realize that would have been a motherfucker?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But,
yes,
Tracy,
sir.
Good luck to you out there in Texas, man, and we're going to try to do it on this end, man. Too bad we couldn't all do it together, but we're going to try to do it on. We're going to try to do it up, Tracy, and good luck to you out there. But hold on,
right,
I got another call here.
Hey,
I don't know who they want to call, but 301-1912, go ahead.
Hey, dog, let me finish, dog. Let me tell Bill something.
Oh, go ahead, Tracy. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hey, Bill, with that beast card, you know, I talked to 35 last night. Y'all can call in, and my show is 646-200-4419 at 7 o'clock. You know, we got the Texas Grudge Eating Champion baddest back half, the Birdman. Y'all got the hide coming up there to run y'all. But this car here done told a hide, a new asshole, and he want to tell the beast one, too. So we were talking
okay.
about something going on May 19th at Montgomery Motorsports Park. I talked to the Birdman, and I got Penny on the phone. And so you called into the show tonight, man. You talking, you want to clip the Birdman wing. We want to see if y'all can come up with something.
Oh, shit.
Well, we got time to get that on, though, Tracy. We got plenty of time to get that on, believe it or not. All right, yes. Stay on there for a minute, Tracy, just in case somebody want to holler at you. But 301-1912, what's on your mind?
Hold on. Hey, dog, I didn't push the one button, man.
Okay, no problem, brother. When I cut your mic, I'll push it and take your hand down there, brother.
Okay, good evening.
Too late now. You said good evening. You didn't push it. I didn't cut you. Go ahead, 301-1912. Hit the one button. I didn't cut your mic, bro. Let me see if you want to. Hold on a minute. Hey, 301-1912. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here, dog.
Go ahead. I had cut you because you want to say something. Go ahead. I had cut you off in the middle of your sentence. Go ahead, brother.
Well, what I was saying, I didn't hit the one button, man, but I was just saying good evening to you gentlemen anyway, just being respectful.
All right. We appreciate it. Now,
okay.
Damn, I hope you, I don't, okay, I got you. All right, appreciate it, 301. Take care, brother. Okay. Love you. All right. Okay, anybody got anything else? Because I got a little situation going on out there, Tyke, man. Anybody else got anything they want to say before I get into this little situation I got going on out here? All right. For all y'all out there listening, Tyke, man, it was a little situation that went on down there this week down in Fayetteville. They said the GRF, which is a new group they're forming down there, so they had two of their members, which I think one of them was Gargantua and another Camaro out of Virginia. I'm going to let all the parties that was involved, I'm going to call them up and get them on the phone to discuss that shit, because what they said was, and I only heard one side of the story, is that they didn't let each other race. Now, if you got two cars at the damn track that want to race each other and the fans are there to see a race, they don't give a damn if you GRF, NRF, GRA, IRA, Grudge, NGRA, or whatever. All the fans want to do is see a race. So if you got the racers at the track and they're not racing each other just because they belong to the same organization, my personal opinion is that's a bunch of bullshit. Let's see some racing. Now, before I get all the ones on there to give the whole story, what you think about that, Tyke, man?
They ain't want to race.
I mean, what you think about them not racing because they said they're in the same organization?
Man, grudge racing is a sport. You're supposed to run your mama if she get her ass on the other side.
Tracy, what you say about that? I want to hear what you say. What you think about that, Tracy?
Well, they're in the same organization. Just because you're in the same organization, when you grow up, Tracy, man, you can make action. Sometimes you got to go head to head. So I agree.
Whit, you still out there? You don't know one of them no brand cigarettes. Whit, I don't know if you heard it. What you think about it? Just because two jokers in the same organization, they can't race each other. What you think about that? I'm with Nardo. You right, Nardo?
Yeah, I'm with Nardo too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm finna. Yeah. Tyke man, y'all, you and Tracy talk. I'm finna go to the private room and get these people in because we want to hear the whole story and let them hog it out because I had quite a few calls and quite a few concerns about that and they didn't. Some people didn't like that. So, Tyke man, take over.
Hey, Tommy Dow.
What's that?
Who ball factor is supposed to be locked in with out there in Texas?
Any small block that we bring to the lanes with him.
Oh, shit. Do you have somebody to bring to the lane with him?
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. It's a couple of small blocks out here. We just got to see it when they get here. So, ball factor is a heavyweight in the small block division. And they made some kind of agreement, so
Got to see it to believe it, you know what I mean?
Right, right, right. Well, should be a good show. You got the 901 Bad Boys? They got anybody locked in?
Yeah, 901 Bad Boys, they locked in with some Cinderella car going on out here. And, you know, anytime you come this way, you're going to get some kind of action. You're going to get action at this way. Ain't no question. You can ask Tony that. You will get action.
Yep.
You just got to be able to race. The race ain't always going to go the way you want it to go. But when you come west, you get a race, whether you like the race or not. Might be a different story.
Tony called us in for a little backup. We told him, yeah, we'll meet him over there.
Hey, Whit, you get that text I seen you today?
Yeah, I think I did.
I want you to come on there because somebody might want to holler at you.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
You know, you made the statement out there. You know, you was in Alabama out there, and you know, wasn't nobody on the property move, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the Texas boys, you know, I sent it to the Texas boys and come on the show and tell them what you told everybody in Alabama. Say they wouldn't move. You had them where they wouldn't move with. I witnessed that. You put the buck game down real good and ready to go in action with them and didn't nobody move. So you come to Texas, Tony know they'll move. So sometimes Tony move fast to get on the train and get out of the door because sometimes, you know, it's better to run than move, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we ain't coming to run, goddamn. We coming to race.
Yeah, so, you know, I want to see you out here. I know you're going to do your thing, because you always do, but the Texas boys, they don't play that nobody move.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see once we get there. We'll be there early.
All right.
Hey, we.
Yo.
How's the Camaro coming along?
It's about through.
Oh,
okay. We're about 2 weeks out on it.
What I was going to say, y'all had any good weather? Well, you said you're about 3 weeks out on it.
Yeah, we're about 2 weeks out on the Camaro. We're about 4 weeks out on the new Mustang.
Oh, okay. So y'all bringing some new shit out now. So what's your name? The Mustang Junior?
Shouty.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And Shouty, yep, old Shouty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what happened with Butt Naked, not bringing his car to the track? I thought he was going to do something to you.
I let the auto tell you.
My Lord.
He's a second motherfucker. He's gonna win. That's my lawyer.
Hey, sound like y'all having a good goddamn time out here, Tyke Man. What the hell you doing? Talking about my own money, motherfucker?
No, Wick,
all right.
Wick,
if everybody mic this open, just put your phones on mute. We got a little discussion that we got coming up here. This past weekend in Fayetteville, like I told you, they had a race down there. I got the president of the GRF, Mr. AJ. AJ, how you doing, AJ?
I'm good, Doc. Thanks for having me on, man. How you guys doing?
Okay. Also, I got, I tried to get in the cut, but he was tied up, but I got Long Island Joe. And Long Island Joe is one of my longtime friends, and he had a little problem he wanted to say. Long Island Joe, you on the phone there?
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Okay, I want everybody to put their phone on mute and don't say nothing, and let these two guys have the flow. So, Long Island Joe, since you had a concern about what went on this week, if you want to get a story, you and AJ can discuss it without any interruption. Everybody else, just keep your phones on mute. If I left your mic open, keep your phones on mute. And we got a discussion we need to get straightened out right now. So, Long Island Joe and AJ, y'all got the flow.
All right. I know I was down there by the starting line. And I know June Harrell with the Camaro and all the other guys that came down, they came running down to me. I said, what's going on? He said, oh, man, they ain't going to run. I said, what are you talking about? So they told me about the race and that Giganto was going to run, Kenny Beachman. And I said, oh, okay. So you know, I really thought that Kenny Beachman was going to beat Giganto anyhow, to be real. That's why I figured it was maybe he just backed out. But it was opposite. It was just they turned around and down at the end down there. Now, AJ, I ain't saying it was you. Now, I don't heard it from everybody else, and I never did say who it was, but they saying that one of you guys down there, and you probably know it. I said, well, let AJ straighten that out. I'm going to tell you straight out how I said it. Let AJ straighten out. He'll straighten out because he tried to straighten out something with me, and I ain't gonna lie. He did this thing when he had to straighten it out with one of the GRF members that was messing up. And just how it came out was, we ain't, y'all ain't doing this damn MF race, da-da-da, unless it gets part of the gate. And this is how it could fit. Now, you can ask one. You can ask Kenny Beachman. You can ask William Brown. You can ask all of them guys that was down there. Everybody was down there. Plus, they had put it on tape. So I'm going to just tell you like that. It was maybe not. I'm not saying it was you, but it was one of your members, and I said, you'll straighten it out. And I was just let you know, one of those things like that. Certain people, we say grudge racing. When we go to a track, I don't care if there ain't nothing going on, but if somebody else want to race me, and they right from Long Island, and we both there, and we feel like we want to race each other, we're going to do it. I'm not going to say and wait for the next week or 2 weeks later or a month later. We just do it. I mean, that's how we're grudge racing. There's other things like if we put back down up, the only reason why we put back down up because we're traveling so far and we don't want to waste our time, come out there and then nothing goes on. But on the other hand, to turn around and come to the track and all of a sudden these two are ready to run, and that's how I felt. If they were both wanted to run each other, hey, let them go. That's how I felt, but everybody got their organization different, so I can't stop what you do. Whatever you do, you do. But I just don't think that was fair on that behalf. And everybody asked me what I feel, and I just said, yeah, it is what it is. It's their choice. If they want to do it, that's them. I can't stop them. But that's all how we grudge race. I know anytime Dog would tell you, we came all the way to Florida, regardless. We came all the way down there to run Baldy. We put up the back down. We came out there, the reason to ride, we came there to put back down up was the run. Now, Baldy had a problem with the transmission. He bloated. No problem. That didn't stop us from not running somebody else if we couldn't. We were going to run our own person up there from New York. We were going to try to tiptoe that day. But we didn't care. It didn't matter. But that was it. That's how we run. I don't know. Everybody out there, different way of grudge, different thing, grudge. But to us, grudge racing is when we at the track, anybody is game. That's how we feel. So, I mean, it's up to you how you feel. I don't know how you do yours, but that's how we do ours.
Well, you know, you say that, you know, it's not fair, so I don't know, you know, who is not fair. So I'm guessing you're saying the fans and the people that's watching.
Yeah, because they all was excited, ready to see something happen. If everybody's saying they're going to do something and then somebody stop it, and those two definitely wanted to race, we basically, that's race stopping. That's what we call it.
Yeah, and we do have a rule, where, you know, we try to race everybody else outside of GRF. We changed that this year where they can run anybody they want to run. Mm-hmm. And I know what you're talking about with the situation, you know, with the gate thing or whatever. And you talk to him enough on the phone and in person, so, you know, I don't curse or whatever, so. So you know that wasn't me. You know that was down there, was Roger. So, and you know, most people,
well,
who
I
know,
don't want to call out no
well,
names.
Hang on. I don't have from nothing. You know, mm-hmm. It is what it is. It's out there. I'm not one of those people. I don't sugarcoat mm-hmm. anything. So if somebody's doing something wrong, and you know this, somebody does something wrong, I'm gonna call them out on it. So in the words, Roger, I'm not saying he's right or wrong, but you know, in most cases, he is the voice of GRF because I'm a behind-the-scenes person. You know, I came on, you know, here because he got a problem with it, and it is my organization. So when we stop the race, and I say we because I had a part of it, we've got a board in GRF. That's eight of us. And when we're on the other side of the track, you know, we hear somebody's going to give Giganto the back tire. We're like, who is, you know, who's going to do that? So they start describing the car. And, I mean, right then, I mean, all of us, we're like, well, we're not going to do that. You know, and we're not. I mean, we didn't. Not because you know, we didn't want to see the race. I mean, they can race. I mean, we've got GIF racing this weekend. Virginia Slim and Cannon, they're GIF members. They're racing this weekend out of Banks. I don't care, but there was a reason. There is an internal reason why that race could not take place right then. There is a reason, but it's not a GIF reason. There was another reason. It's a Jack Antrim reason, really. There's a reason why that didn't take place. And that's something that, you know, I knew ahead of time that we weren't going to do. It just wasn't beneficial. With him having this event this weekend coming up as well on Sunday down at Thunder Valley, we didn't think it was a smart move for him, you know, to, you know, risk, you know, the car or whatever when he's got his own event coming up. Now, after his event or whatever, they can do whatever they want to do. But that wasn't a smart move. And what I do with GRF is I look at the best interests of the racers. Any one of them would tell you that. That's why they're in the group. Is for me to look and ask them to, where if it's getting them a, you know, a better race, if it's getting them cheap parts, cheap nitrous, whatever, that's what I bring. You know, so I understand that people are pissed off or whatever, but you got to look. I mean, the whole crew, I know you got to try to get IndyCut on there, but, I mean, IndyCut and I, we go, you know, we had our differences, but it did not stop us from going out supporting his event. I know easily we took 100 members down to that race. So if anybody supported that race more than GRF, I did not see them down there.
Well, I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna tell you right now. So I'm gonna tell you right now. I can call out. I'm gonna tell you. I can call out over 550 people. I can call out over 550 people from up north that was with me. So I mean, I'm gonna tell you that right now because I can hit you right now with how many people
well,
there.
I'm just letting you know.
You just said 100 people. I'm just gonna tell you how many people was up from north because they actually wanted to see some good racing and they were all saying it. And God honest truth, we counted out the cars that we had there. We had 48 cars and it was still raining and they still came. And I was like, I was happy that many came. And even though it was saying the forecast of rain. And it was something that was, you know, it was very, very well. And I had no problem with nothing, but just the idea. I mean, I understand what you're saying, what you believe in, and everybody's got their own belief. But my whole thing is I won't stop a race. If they want to go at it, fine. But I understand you got your way, you know, I can't say anything about it, but that's how you do it.
But my thing is this. If you've got 47 cars, 50 cars, we've got six. Why can't those 47 come battle out six? That's all we took.
Well, I'm going to tell you what happened. I'm going to tell you the real thing what was up with there. Every last one of those cars that came down there ran. And I'm going to tell you, there were conventional heads or whatever, you know, little 10-inch tire cars. We're blowing a lot of stock suspension cars down there, which I'm going to give Grizzly credit from Philadelphia. He ran twice. I'm going to give Pink Warrior. I give him credit. He went on out there. They even had a car out there to run Big Sexy, and he turned around. He wasn't even in Big Sexy category, but he locked in. But Big Sexy broke, and Big Sexy paid the DP. Same way with Bud Light Coop. He came out there with a small block, stock suspension, and he was running small block forward. All those guys all came out, but we didn't come with a big tire. The big tire car, the ones that did was supposed to come, they got scared because it's either the weather, 80% chance of rain. And if God honest truth, if George Williams would have been there or the other guys would have been there, we would have made somebody run. There was no doubt about it. Pink Warrior was outclassed, but did he back out? No, he didn't. They ran this, I forgot, the Silver Firebird with a 67 stock Chevelle, and they went out there. Next year, though, Obama, we didn't have the car that we wanted for it, but guess what? We took a chance. Everybody said, put a couple dollars in. Let's see them run Obama. Heck with it. And they went out there. They took a chance. Now, if we had anything that was anywhere compatible to one of those cars, we would have took the chance. It was only thing the problem was, it was the weather that held us back with the other cars. But I promise you, at the next show, whenever it is, we will have something in every class. That's one thing about it. Well, already we're talking about doing something with HD. We already had said it. And we're going to try him with a pro mod. If it's done in time, we're doing it. We don't even care about what track we're at. If we're there, we all get together, and we don't mind putting the money up. That's how it's supposed to be. When you go to a grudge event, you either come in to gamble, you know, you gamble what you can afford. you think that you can win, if I think my side can win, I'm betting on my side. If we think we can't win, we're going to back up. We might back up, but or we might do something foolish. And Dog has seen that plenty of times that we'll try something stupid. We tried a little more with Franco Carver. Hey, we went out there. That's how we see
all
it.
Right,
if,
so,
I Franco,
so
if I had Franco's car there, I'd have ran Kenny Beachman all day long. And I'll tell you right now, I'll take that Camaro and I'll run Kenny Beachman, and they're both the same cars. And I can talk for that car. I don't have to say nothing. If I call up Franco tonight or whatever and say, we want to run Kenny Beachman, both cars the same, get the deposits up. He would do, that's how he is. That's how he is. And I'm going to tell you, as long as they're compatible, they don't mind. That's all it is. We don't care about it. That's the only reason why, that's the only race that I can say that didn't go off, and I thought they both thought they can win. Hey, this man thought he can win. This woman thought he can win. I thought it was going to happen. Myself, I was going with Kenny Beachman. I ain't going to lie to you. You know, not taking nothing away from Jack Antle,
the Reedus thing come up. It was the word was going around was the reason they didn't run was because they was both GRF members, and that's why they didn't run. And you thought that wasn't fair because if they was at the race to put on a race, they should have raced regardless of who they was with.
Yeah, if they wanted to race, that's how I look at it. If they wanted to race regardless, that's how it should be. Not because I'm in.
Well,
when we came from, this is God on truth. When I was coming out there to run, and Ronnie Bell's a Long Island boy, but everybody knows that how me and Ronnie Bell been going at it for the longest. And he's the one that called me out there and said, I'm going to run you right then and there. Put the deposit up, no problem. We doing it. I don't care. It don't matter that we both run for the same way. It is what it is. We're going to do it. Go ahead.
Again, I'm not saying that those guys can't race. Again, you know, timing is everything. So, you know, I mean, they'll get busy. They'll tango later on. But you're saying that you didn't race because you didn't have cars, you know, compatible. But on May the 4th, I know you're going to be in Capitol up there with one of our members, Larry T. Monster, JRF members. So we will be in Capitol on May the 4th, and you can get all the runs that you want with GRF cars. We're probably going to have 20 or 30 cars up there. So we'll see you at Capitol. But again,
those cars did not run.
Again, those cars did not run because I did not want them to run right then. And that's the truth. I'm telling everybody. I'm on here. I know it's recorded, whatever. No, I did call it off. Now, I didn't say I called it off because we wanted to 5% of the gate. I called it off because it wasn't a smart move right then for neither one of them. I don't think that we should tip our hand running each other when they both have races the following weekend, you know, different tracks. Kenny Beach is going to run another member, Virginia Slim and Outer Banks, and Gigantors in Thunder Valley on Saturday and Sunday. You know, so I did not want them to tip their hands running each other the week before those races. That's my reason behind it.
Okay. I mean, honestly.
Right or wrong, it is what it is.
Yeah, it is. I'm just, if somebody asks me what's my opinion, I'm going to tell you my opinion. That's how I feel.
Yep.
I mean, you know, if I go to anybody's racetrack, I don't care where it is. If we're there, we're going to try something. I don't care. Even if, and then all of a sudden we can't get nothing going on and we together, oh, well, I think me and you can do it. And if we feel, oh, well, I can run and he think he can run me and we're in our same camp, it don't matter. We're doing it. But
okay,
I mean,
look, let me throw some vinegar on this thing. Yeah, I understand exactly what AJ was saying. But AJ, you was trying to protect them because they might tear their car up and they had a race the next week. Well, why didn't they? I always like to make fun of anything I said. Well, why didn't the dummies just didn't leave their car at home? Why bring your car to the track where you might have to run the motherfucker? And if you're scared you're going to tear it up for the next race, why don't you just not even bring it to the track?
Well, if you saw Gigantor's runs, you know they were completely clean. And he only brought that one car. You know, he's got other cars in the camp. It was pretty much a test run for it. That's something that I knew. So, I mean, it's a good point. You know, when Flash go around, you know he's got three or four cars in his camp. That was the only car he took for a reason. Again, that was something internal that I knew. And, again, that's another reason why we didn't make that run.
Okay. Endicott, you got anything you want to add on to that, Endicott?
Well, what I got to say is, I guess if these races got people controlling them and letting them race when they want to race, that's up to them. My point is, my thing is, when you got fans in there and they want to see action, you give it to them. You shouldn't be worried about this other thing. You got a race next week or something like that. Like Dog said, if you got a race next week, don't bring the car. And before that, Gigantor then would go everywhere every weekend, and if they had a race, they would do it. They wouldn't care if they had a race the next day. Now all of a sudden they can't do it. So I let that speak for itself. You know, I don't run nobody's organization because I'm not in one. If that's how they want to do it, that's up to them.
Like I said, the only reason I brought this up because I got numerous, I ain't talking about one or two, I got numerous phone calls saying it was some fucked up stuff. And excuse me, AJ, for cussing, but we cuss on this show, and I don't mean to disrespect you because you say you don't cuss, but I mean, I cuss. They said that they know for a fact that the reason they didn't run was because they said they were supposed to get 10% of the gate. Now, I got that from a damn 100% reliable guy. I ain't saying, well, I'm going to say 99.9, that this guy don't use the lie. Now, I don't want to put him on Front Street unless he texts me and tell me he don't mind me bringing him on the phone. But he said he heard it with his own ears that they said they wouldn't run unless they got 10% of the gate.
Look, in the cuss on the phone, it was his race. I'm on the phone. It's my organization. In the cuss, did I ever come to you and ask you for that?
No, you didn't come to me and ask me for that. The problem is, if people are out there in the listen, let me finish. The problem is, if you got somebody in your camp saying that at somebody else's event, that's what the problem is. If this is your organization, you need to control your folks. You need to control your mouthpiece. That's all you need to do. Because that's bad business. Let me finish. If I go to your race or one of your events and I go in there and tell somebody not to race for any reason, I'm wrong for that. Because grudge racing is about racers coming in from anywhere, no matter what group they are, no matter what kind of cars they got, and racing in front of people for the fame. There's no need for nobody to be stopping them unless those racers who own those cars stop themselves for their reason. Now, that's it. Now, you can still be a part of that organization. Ain't nothing wrong with that. If the organization is trying to do something positive, ain't nothing wrong with that. But people need to race if they want to race, not because somebody else is telling them not to. That's what I believe. And that's something I've been in this game for a long time. I ain't never, ever, and will never, ever do anything like that to anybody's race. I'm all about everybody having a race, having a good time, getting the cars out there in front of everybody's race, no matter who it is. I'm going to be straight up. That's bad business. That's why the game is slowing up, because you are slowing the races down. There should have been no problem for them to race 1 week, fix their car if something happened to it, and come back the next week. People do it all the time. They've been doing it ever since grudge racing's been going on.
Okay, with that being said, AJ, you want to answer that. And with that being said, I want to see what some of the fans out there want to say. If any of the fans want to chime in for a brief moment and say something there. After AJ speaks, I want to see what my lawyer got to say about that, if you want to say anything. AJ, go ahead if you want to answer what Endicott just said, because he just throwed out some strong shit just then.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's saying, I mean, I did, you know, check out people. I mean, you know, it takes time to, I mean, it's just like in the jury. If you're in a courtroom and a lawyer blurt out something and the judge tell the jury, disregard that, it's too late. They already heard it. It's in the back of their mind. So by the time I fix that problem, then, hey, you know, you guys already got it. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, so, you know, as far as, you know, getting, you know, stopping the event, getting this opinionated. You know, it's my opinion, and that's something that, you know, we did strongly talk about within the group way before, you know, that event. So, hey, we're going to do this, this, and this, and this, and this. So, again, it's not just me saying that GRF, that they can't race, because, you know, it's not entirely true. But, again, there was another reason why that race did not take place. Hell, I want to see the race. So, I mean, the next time those guys get together and you know, they can get at it. I've had phone call conversations with each individual camp. I call Flash, I call Gene and Kenny B. I said, look, do you guys understand kind of what's going on? Because out there in front of everybody was not the place to discuss that. So I had to let him know the behind-the-scenes reason, because Kenny didn't know what's going on in this camp over here and why that race should not have taken place, and it didn't. Once we cleared the air, then they understood. I said, oh, well, why didn't you say so? Well, that's not for everybody to know. You know,
okay,
so,
all right, with that being said, AJ,
I know it's bad for the fans, but, you know, when you got cars going down single runs all day long, I know it's bad. But, when we as GRF have an event, we call it, I mean, it's a standing rule. You can call any one of the 91 members. They will tell you. I told them when we have a GRF event, I don't care if we have to run each other for those fans to see two cars going down the track at the same time, we will do it. And that's my hand to God. I've told them that. So for me, for you guys to say we don't race each other, that is not true. We just pick and choose when we do it.
Okay, hold on.
I got a rebuttal for that.
Hold on a minute. Okay, I want to get some opinions from other people. Type man, give me a nice opinion, not a nasty one. Give me what you think about this situation from what you done heard.
Well, dog, that's one right there, dog. I think they should have damn raced. But who's to say that you're trying to protect your car and they could blow up next weekend at their race? Let them race. They race off.
Okay, all right, no problem. That's good and sweet. Atomic Dog, if you ain't left yet, give me your opinion on that. Since you're a promoter, give me your opinion. You're in the GRF and you're in Long Island, Joe. At any cut, y'all might have to do some business in the future. Give me your opinion, Tracy, if you're out there.
Hey, Dog, I can respect what the man said about how they do their business. But, you know, from the promoter side, man, you know, we try to aim to make action for the fans. And, you know, when we go places, I mean, people be down with just like me. I'm a member of Grudge Inc., you know, but Grudge Inc. members, they'll run each other if you feel like it, you know, you can make some action. It's all about grudge racing. Just because we're the same organization don't mean we shouldn't have to run each other. I mean, make an action, and wherever you go, you got to do what you got to do. But when you're going against certain different teams, you try to do that. But hey, it's all for the fans, man, so we got to do what we got to do to keep these fans showing up.
Okay, appreciate it, Tracy. Witt, you out there, Witt? Witt, you out there?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here, Doc.
What you think about the situation going on? Just your, you know, just your personal opinion. We just want to get some more opinions. Then we're going to let the two primary people come back on and settle it up, and we're going to go and move on. What you think about what's going on right now?
Actually, I wasn't really paying no attention. I ain't going to sit there and tell no lie. I wasn't paying no attention.
Ain't no problem. Ain't no problem. We respect that. I got a couple of hands up, though. Y'all just hold tight on that. We'll come back to it. Appreciate it, Whip, but hold on. Y'all ain't got to go nowhere. I just asked them questions, AJ and Andy Cut and Long Island Joe, because their mics was already open. But I got some more hands that just come up that might want to chime in on this here. 678-1571, what's your opinion?
Well, just listening and not knowing any inside details, just listening to both sides of it, it seems like this is a big part of what's wrong with grudge racing right now, man. Everybody, you know, don't want to do stuff for other people's shows. And I think that's really fucked up. If them guys was on the premises and they wanted to race, they should have raced. They shouldn't have put it off and say, okay, we're not going to do it for this show. We're going to do it for the next show. And that's just what it seemed like to me just from listening. Now, I could be dead wrong, but just from listening, that's what I got out of y'all conversation just listening there. Like, he said, okay, we're going to save this race for our show. We're not going to do this for this show. And I think that's terrible.
All right, good point. Everybody just getting their opinions. When we get through, we let the principals answer if they want to say something. I'm going to leave everybody mic open that made an opinion, so make sure you just mute your phone. That was your opinion, Dredd. I mean, you know, Gangsta, you know you. That was your opinion, brothers. Good, well said. Well said for your opinion. 301, 1912, go ahead.
Hey, Dog, I agree with the caller that just made the comment, man. It sounded like it was
Let me get off the phone first.
All right,
Any Cut, mute your goddamn mic if you got to talk in the background, Any Cut. Goddamn.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, it sounds like that race was stopped purposely so it could happen at the next event so it could get, you know, more of a crowd at that next event, man. But this is another one of those stumbling blocks, man, that the grudge race is seen. And now that we see this happen, there's got to be some way where we can, you know, get people together and talk about this so it don't happen no more. Get an understanding so it don't happen again, man, because that really sounded like that was a purposely stopped race. On the
okay, that's his opinion. If anybody else got an opinion, and like I said, it's only an opinion, you can state your opinion. I mean, can't nobody say your opinion wrong because it's your opinion. So if anybody else got an opinion they want to state about this here, press the one button now. Otherwise, I'll let AJ, Andy Cut, and Long Island Joe sum up their own problems and talk about what they want to talk about to make it better for the group. See, there's nothing wrong with having a good discussion on a problem that we have or a problem we perceive to get both sides of the story. If anybody else out there got an opinion, right now, hit the one button. If not, and I don't see nobody else going, hold on just a minute. I got another opinion coming in there. 843-3816, go ahead.
Hey, Dog, it's Realtree.
Hey, Johnny, what's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I was going to ask the NGRA, whatever it is, GRF.
he said he didn't ask for 10% of the gate, but I wanted to ask him, is that somewhere in the future of their practice to ask for 10% of the gate?
AJ, I think that question towards you, AJ.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's, you know, like I put on the board, that's the dumbest shit I ever heard. No, we're not going to do that.
Okay, I was just
curious. No, I mean, it's a grudge thing, you know, and I'm in my, you know, early 40s, whatever, but, you know, I've been literally grudge racing and match racing since I was in my teens working on a car. I've never even heard that. You know, once you start doing that, I think you're mixing grudge racing with match racing. When you start paying people to show up to do this, that's pretty much a match race. You know, so that's not what we're about, and that's not what we're going to do. You know, and again, I understand, you know, and I appreciate all their opinions. I do, but there is, you know, something underlying that you guys don't know, and I just cannot tell you guys that. You just have to, you know, if I take the heat for it, you know, that's what I'm going to do for my guys. But, you know, I did. You know, it's my call again, you know, to stop the event. And, again, I know what was said out there, you know, in front of, you know, everybody, and you know, that's not true. I didn't ask for any of that. So, I mean, we're still going to show up at the event, you know. You know, you guys have seen GRF run each other. You just didn't know it. Last year in Darlington for that back half championship, those two were GRF members, J.C. Richardson and Michael Martin. Those are GRF members. I do not stop racing just for the hell of it. I mean, there was a reason. So,
okay,
you know,
trying to keep him coming short because you got another.
Yeah. I'm good.
Okay,
go ahead.
You want to try to get? I got another call in there, and I want to hurry up because I need Tracy to announce his race one more time before we get out of here because he got a show coming up in a few minutes too. 336-7342. Go ahead. You got an opinion?
Yeah. By him stopping that race and saying he was saving the race for the next event, is they got real grudge racing going on? Is it just for the fans?
Who is this speaking right now? Because that sounds good.
That's Bad Storm.
Yeah, I just want everybody to know Bad Storm. He been raising hell out there, y'all. That's Bad Storm. So, Bad Storm, you saying that's bad business. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's definitely bad business. But if he's saying they saving the race, when they race, do they just do it?
We got racers that race the Texan tunes. I don't care where they get busy with it, you know. But again,
Hold on. All right, that's all the opinions we got. I got one more opinion. After this opinion, I want AJ, Long Island Joe, and Endicott to sum it up, so we can go to the next topic. Because Tracy got something I want him to say before we go to his show. 803-9820. Go ahead.
Yeah, Joe. You know that sounds like a pimp is in the game. You know, but I hope that does not define Endicott in any way as what happened on last week, because Endicott is a good guy.
Okay. All right. With all that being said, AJ, Endicott, Long Island Joe, y'all got 5 minutes apiece to sum it up. So y'all got 3 minutes apiece because I need Tracy to announce his race one more time before we go to his own show. Y'all want to try to cut this thing and cut it off right quick for me, please, brother?
Yeah, this is Endicott. I can do that. All right. Look, all I'm saying is we all in this good game together. You can have your cliques, you can have your groups, and you can have your organization. But when you show up at anybody's track, at anybody's race, no need to stop any race for any reason. Because people are paying their money, including you, when you go to other events to see folks race. And even if it's in your own camp, if y'all decide y'all want to do battle, let them do battle. Because that's the only way you're going to get a good reputation for you and your organization and anything if people race. The minute you go stopping races for any other reason, decide that car there broke and he can't do it, or they don't think they can win, you just create you're creating stuff in the game that don't need to be there. Now, I'm one more thing I'm gonna say: when I go to anybody's event, I help anybody get a race off that need to get it off. DP man, video man, call a race or whatever, and I'm gonna continue doing that. And I just hope somebody else will follow that lead. That's all. You just need to keep following that lead. Get as many races off for the fans as you can, and the good game will be a whole lot better. That's all I got to say.
All right, Long Island Joe. Go ahead, Long Island Joe.
Yeah, my thing was all the fans are standing around in a bunch, you know, when you get ready to race, and they're getting ready to watch everything, and you're listening to all the arguing, whatever, the high talk to get it all ready. But the person that said, that's standing out there and just said it straight out. Now, ain't saying AJ said it, ain't saying no, but said straight out that 10% at the gate. AJ might not have said it, but it was said by your guy. That's the only reason why I said, just you'll check it, you'll take care of it. I know you took care of the other thing with the other guy, part of it, I mean, you know, but you tried to take care of it. I got no problems with you at all. But when they turn around and they start mouthfeasing like that, the fans hear it, and the first thing they put you in a bad aroma. Oh, man, these guys, and it's just because of somebody else, one bad apple. And I'm not going to turn around. I figured out, we'll check it now. Because I tell you, if somebody ends up saying something bad with me, I'm going to check it ahead of time. I'm going to come up to you and tell you, be like a man. Nothing for nothing. I'm sorry what he said, but we don't go along with it. That's it. That's all I was just saying.
Okay, Long Island, we appreciate that. That was Sean Street. Okay, AJ, you can wrap it up, brother. You can wrap it up.
Yeah, it'll be quick. You know, one, you know, I do appreciate, you know, the show, the fans out there, you guys calling in. I do, you know, hear your opinions or whatever, and I do appreciate that. But, you know, again, I know what I have to do, and I've already dealt with it, honestly. So, you know, we just have to, you know, that's something else that's going on. We just got to be careful with it, in the future. Just for a topic for your next show, you know we displayed our brand new bank app built out there, so I'm going to take that topic for you for your next show, all right?
Okay, no problem. Anytime y'all want a show, just let me know. I can take care of it, brother.
All right, man.
All right, we appreciate y'all coming on. All right, with that being said, I'm going to cut this one off right now, just right now. And right now, I'm going to let Tracy out of Texas. I know you got to go. Go ahead and say what you got to say, Tracy, if you want to announce your show or your race show for April the 6th. Go ahead, Tracy out of Texas.
All roads lead to Texas. Houston Motorsports Park, April the 6th. It's going down Texas style, man. We even got all motorcycles welcome. We got a guy coming out of North Carolina to run some guy down in Houston with motorcycles. So if you got a motorcycle, bring it. You got action down here in Texas. We don't just do cars. We do bikes, too. So tune in. It's Tom McDowell Show at 7 o'clock, 646-200-4419. All roads lead to Texas. Come get your man. We're going to show you how we do it Texas style. Talk to y'all later.
All right, I got you. Okay, all right, that's being said. We appreciate that. Also, don't forget, on April the 6th, down in Darlington, they also got on the track will be open on the 5th for Test and Tune. The gates will open at 10 o'clock in the morning. You Test and Tune from 12 to 6. That's down in Darlington on April the 6th. That's the doggone pre-Tola Mayhem race down there. Big Bill and the Beast with the big back half race and the big 28-inch tire race. That's gonna be April the 5th. Gates will open at 10 o'clock that morning. You can race from 12 to 6. The track has been resurfaced. The bump that was in the lane over there has been fixed. The thing should be nice and sweet, so we should have no problems going down there. The dip is gone. They poured the concrete and smoothed everything out. All right, with that being said, Tyke Man, is you there out there, Tyke Man? Where's my lawyer at? My lawyer out there, they're smoking that shit again.
I'm right here.
All right. Oh, man, I got to try to get 007 on. 007 say he can't get on, but something's going on.
He done
fired
you anyway. What you trying to get him on? He done fired you.
Tyke Man, you just fucked my train of thought up, man. Goddamn. Hold up. Anyway, go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me, dog?
Yeah, go ahead. You own certified. Go ahead.
Is Atomic Dog still on?
Let me see. He might have. No, yes. Tracy, your mic's still open if he ain't left yet.
What's up, certified? What happened?
All right, yeah, I talked to Bill. The 18th ain't no good, man. He do that bike week thing. Is there any other day we can get together?
Won't you come on the show, man? Maybe looking to, you know, see if we can come up with something. Come on the show. The guy will be on there. I talked to him. He said he'll be on there. Come on there and talk to him. I can come up with something.
All right.
Give me the number to the show.
Tommy Dog, I don't got to give you the number right there.
He's trying to get some more listeners over there because he ain't got that many listeners. Now, don't you leave my guy.
No. I'm fooling several weeks, mister. Don't start that. Check hold on. We fool every week. Now, don't say that. You want to look at the numbers, look at them. We get a good show going on here. Certified.
Hey, Chris, I'm just joking, man. Don't get upset, man. I'm sorry, man. I'm not upset, dog.
Trust me.
Don't make me get my damn Bobby Childs on this motherfucker.
Oh, shit, you know I want him. You know, hey, certified 646 800-200-4419. But we are looking to go, if you can't make May the 18th and 19th, we looking to we coming to Rockingham.
Hold on, dog. You said 4419?
Evan Hall will be on at 8 o'clock.
Oh, he'll be on at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
He got a show starting at 8 o'clock. We had to give him a whole show because it might have one at 7 o'clock, but his asshole is got getting stitched up. He in the emergency room, and they ran out of clock. They had to go down to the other hospital to get some more doctors to help sew his asshole up.
Man, dog, you got to start getting so popular, man. Can't nobody get on to the show, man. I've been trying to call.
I be paying motherfuckers to call in.
I've been trying to call for 2 hours, man. I don't forget what I had to talk about now, but I guess everybody know what I wanted to talk about.
All right, well, just hang around there. We got Evan Hall coming on in about 5 minutes, bro.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead, Kurt.
What I was saying was nobody had they've been having small block races, they've been having G-body races, and, you know, all this stuff like that. Even Stop Block 302 that I came up with, so I wanted to do something for all these big block nitrous guys out there. You know what I mean?
Well, then do something for me, then, Kurt. Take that ugly-ass Mustang off the page, fucking up the whole goddamn page, making the goddamn screen so goddamn long.
Okay, man, I do that.
Every time you post a motherfucker, a bitch out to go all the way over there and back and forth like he on a motherfucking cell phone.
Okay. I mean, I done talked to a bunch. I done talked to Dean, Brian McGee, you know, just to name a few, and a few other guys that got big blocks who don't get a chance to just compete amongst themselves. So I want to do something new. It's going to be at Thunder Valley, Red Springs, April the 7th, man, right after the day after Bill's race. So after
y'all don't get a motherfucking chance to goddamn it cool off, dude.
Hell no. I mean, you might well, if you're going to race, you're going to race now. So anybody that wants to come, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All
right. Where my lawyer? My lawyer still out there? See, there, my lawyer. Yeah, right, damn lawyer will never be when I need him, motherfucker.
Right,
he'll never be out
there. I'm here.
Damn it, I need that. Hey, tight man.
Yeah,
sir? I got to go to the Pride Room again. Cuss, goddamn it, Dredd out. Because Dredd out there talking that shit. I'm going to rob that motherfucker on the 6.
Hey, man. Hey, dog.
Yeah.
What's known ain't no need to say shit. You know, okay. Chris might blink and get his asshole blowed out.
Hey, Tank. You're covered too, Tank.
Huh?
I'm going to the private room, man.
I said, yeah, your bed is covered too, man. Your bed is covered too, man. You hear me, motherfucker.
When I make my debut, I would have been putting new tires on the Brinks truck and shit, but I make my debut now. I make the debut.
You know we waiting, Tyke. You say, you know we waiting, man. That's all we can do is wait. We've been waiting and waiting, and we just going to keep on waiting, man. So whenever somebody get ready, we waiting, man. We waiting. We ready. Whoever want to come on and get some, man.
Y'all run 10-5 call?
Say what?
Y'all run Chester Cars head up, 10-5 call?
Listen, man, we ain't run anything with four wheels, man. This grudge racing, man, we can make it happen. It depends now. I ain't say head up. I said this grudge racing, any two cars can race. We can make something happen. Now, you tell me what car you talk about. I'll tell you we'll try them head up if we need something.
I know a car ain't talking about clock. They make him a debut.
Oh, shit, we get Clark the back tire. We ain't worried about Clark. Huh? They climb in there on the 6, so, you know, we taking all competitors on the 6 now. You know, that's home.
Hold. You said the right thing that got my attention. That's back tire shit.
All right, know what, check this out. I'm going to say it again. If he showed up on the 6 next week, goddammit, he got the back tire. I'm going to say it 2 times.
How about get a back tie for life?
Nah, I ain't talking all that now.
How about give it when the flowers start blooming and the birds go to church? Now, ain't number
if
two
he show, if he show up in there on the 6, he got the back tire. They talk too much shit to be asking for something now. You just go ahead and be quiet. They don't even want no back tire. Listen, Nard don't want no back tire. Nard don't want no back tire.
You ain't got no offer, but you offered that back tire shit. And we're going to take you on that.
That's for one day only. If y'all can make it in there on April 6th, y'all got the back tire.
Back tire shit sound exactly what y'all need to get y'all asshole blowed out.
Listen to me. You make it in there on April 6th, buddy, you got the back tire. For that one day only. It expires on the 7th.
Hold up. The car is where your car at, you know it ain't gonna make it April the 6th. I'm gonna say.
Well, y'all ain't getting no back tie no time other than then.
Oh, you back up, Ty. Back it up.
I mean, listen to me. Not in the blind now. Not in the blind. Listen to me. Right now, in the blind. If y'all make it in there on the 6th, or in the blind, I'll lock y'all in to get you the back tie.
Y'all playing poker right now.
Listen to me, Tyler. I'm gonna tell you again, Tyler. I fight unseen. I don't know what y'all did to that car, what y'all gonna do to it. Y'all show up in there on the 6th, buddy. Y'all got the back tie. After that, I gotta see what y'all working with. Yeah, y'all still might get it now. Don't get me wrong. I'm just not guaranteeing it, so I see what y'all working with. But right now, in the blind, if y'all make it on the 6th, y'all got the back tie.
All right, hey, Dre, you and Tyke, man, y'all hold on a minute. This what how y'all doing out there? I want everybody out there to put their phone on mute. I want everybody that the mic is over. I'm going to leave your mic over, but I want you to mute your phone. And don't come on unless you got something to say to the people that's coming on. Because I told y'all at 8 o'clock, I had to get that motherfucker from Alabama on here. Now, Chuck G, I'm going to fuck Chuck G up. I'm going to tell y'all this right now. So if y'all go to Florida and somebody done fucked him up, it's me. Chuck G was supposed to get me a new song. For Mike Hill, and he supposed to get me a new song for Mr. Five Speed. Now he sent me some bullshit for Mr. Five Speed. Now goddamn it, Mr. Five Speed owned this motherfucker. He owned Alabama. He owned motherfucking Georgia. He owned goddamn it Florida. He owned any motherfucking thing he wanted on, and he owned part of Mike Hill's asshole. So with that being said, I'm finna show you this little weak shit, and I'm gonna call it some weak shit. That goddamn it motherfucking Chuck G did for Mr. Five Speed, which I don't like. So I'm just gonna play this motherfucker, but if Five Speed said that ain't worth a shit, because he the goddamn king and he deserves anything he get, because he just blowed a motherfucker's asshole in the outer space. But I'm gonna play this shit, but Chuck G, next week, if you ain't got me something for Mike Hill, and if you ain't got me something for Mr. Five Speed, I'm gonna fuck you up.
What up, dog, bro? What up, Mr. Five Speed? Congratulations.
Congratulations on this weekend.
Thank you, man.
Yes, sir. But, dog, I'm going to sit back. I got to let the man enjoy it, sir.
No, you got to say what you got to say. I ain't got nothing to say.
All right, before Evan starts, because I know he's going to talk all night. Evan, you know Mike called me that night crying like a little bitch, right? Talking about something. Man, I had it for the first 300 feet, and I don't know what the hell happened. I said, man, I don't want to hear that shit. You lost all my goddamn money and bet on your motherfucking ass.
Goddamn
Boy, let me tell y'all something.
Hey,
Jay,
but go on and tell the whole story, boy. That was a good run,
but go on and
tell the story, man.
But the first thing I got to say is, I'm pissed off with my goddamn stepson. Now, I'm hot with my stepson.
Oh,
the most important race of my career, and he wasn't there. Talking about, I promised them I promised Mike. I promised Mike that at the 3:30 mark, I won't have my filler. I just looked at the video from it. At the 3:30, I had my hair for Colin. At the 3:30, they know you in front of that goat. That goat had them front legs up high, got up on them hind legs, got there, and started kicking and bucking it. And but, let me cool down here for a minute. Hold on, let me settle down here. Let me tell y'all something. I'm the baddest man y'all have ever seen in a pro mod. You hear me? I'm going to do, I do just like Ali do. I tell you what I'm going to do, and then I do it. Now, have I told anybody a lie on this show yet?
You just told one, and I'm willing to bet. I'm willing to put a little weight on that bet there, on that lie you just told.
What lie?
Now, lock that lie in, goddammit.
All right, I'll tell you what you do. If somebody can walk me through this video, how to download this video and send it to everybody's phone, I'll send it to you right now. I just looked at it.
Hold on. Damn the video. It's simple mathematics.
Okay. Listen, go ahead. I don't want to bring up the ticket. I'm going to let you bring it up. I got the ticket, too. I got the same ticket,
too.
Go ahead. You said I told him that. I want you to prove it.
You got them going all around the world.
Now you was free. Don't finish. Don't finish. Now you was free on the street. How many was you at the six? Everybody was in line to do something like that. How many you was at the six?
I was on one flat at the six.
Hold on, how many I was at the 60 foot?
I don't know where you were at the 60 foot.
Oh, that ain't got a ticket.
I don't see you. I wish you were saying that, goddamn. Wait a minute. I don't know where you were, because you never did get in front of me. I'm going to tell where you were, you behind me.
We might believe this shit you're talking, but this shit you're talking right now is nonsense.
control ain't you. Like I'm diminishing my winning that I got.
But I ain't give a shit. I ain't give a damn, 'cause I was running you.
You definitely didn't. I ain't gonna lie. You, that's why he was full flow. He was full. He stayed on the goddamn mat.
You was a damn just
Edmund. My car ain't seen a racetrack since Carolina, November 3rd, was the first time my car, this weekend was the first time my car seen a racetrack.
Okay. I didn't ask the question.
I heard the same thing somebody told me. The helmet said your damn trailer been gone from the shop on board.
You know how I whoop so many folks. Because I do my homework. I know what's going on. I know more about what you see than you think. I'm gonna tell you what happened.
Them damn folks that go down there and read the farm that you can be all over there in Charleston, South Carolina, them motherfuckers, they done moved to Montrum, Alabama. Whoever them farm readers and them people that give them green, all that green shit in the jar to sprinkle around your shoes and all that, yeah, they live in Montrum, Alabama now.
So, what you saying, I don't know nothing about what you're talking about there. I don't know nothing about racing. And I do my homework. So I know what I'll be up against when I get there. I told you, whoever I ran Sunday, I damn much tell you. And at the 3:30, I was going to have my fella. I was going to have my quarter of a colleague. And I asked you to have a colleague at the 3:30. And your mom, come on, show me. And the film, dog, you out there? Where you at, dog?
Yes, sir. I'm here, sir.
I'm going to make sure you get a copy of it. I'm gonna make sure you get a copy of that film.
I ain't trying to be funny out here because you know you my boy, but Mike my man too though. I got a film where he asked you to have a car that got the hole.
They didn't Photoshop the goddamn copy then.
Get on their ass then, fast me, because you know that damn Mike. You just got them paid the motherfucker off.
I will get BNC to post it.
Yeah, I bet on it. How much you want to bet?
Whatever you feel lightly with, we'll bet. We gonna let other people, we gonna let the public see who's at the front at 3:30. They gonna be the one. I'll get the poll and see who's at the front just by number. They don't fucking video. I don't care about no number. Let me ask another racer. Mikey, you still online?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do numbers on the ticket lie?
Your numbers on the ticket? No. Nope.
Hey, Mikey, let me ask you this, Mikey.
I asked a simple question. Well, you right on that part. Will a diaper kick the clock? Yeah, it will.
Okay, that's all I ask. So that answered my question right there. So I ain't going by no number. I'm going on photo. Just like y'all said, BET got a photocopy that he had me.
Can I ask you a question now? When somebody got a diaper on their car and this dude drag the ground, what do it do to their reaction time on the ticket?
We have a real slow, have a fast reaction time. Hold on, just right there, man. All last year, if anybody watch you run or run anybody, you either red light or have a double O light. Yeah, red light or have a double O light. Now, what was your light
when you ran?
81?
With, no, it
I mean, if you could get
four grudge racers, like, I mean, pretty much this weekend was. I mean, if you get four grudge cars together like that, I like the idea of a four-car shootout over a two, you know, over a grudge race. Personally, I think it's better. There's more money in the pot, stuff like that. I think I like it better that way, personally.
Some people were saying it's not as exciting because it's not like a grudge match. What weight
it's
do
not,
you think the
yeah.
shootouts have, and what weight you think a grudge match? And do they carry the same weight, or do they carry more weight, or what you think?
I don't think it carries as much of a grudge, really, because, you know, you're shooting out with different people, really. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I personally, as a racer, like it better as a shootout. Four car, maybe even eight car with more money in the pot, something like that. It's probably not, I don't think it's probably as exciting as a big money grudge race between two racers who have Mike Kill and Edmund Hall. You know, somebody like that who have a big rivalry between each other. Or if me and Edmund Hall do it again, or me and Mike Kill, or whoever. You know, I think there's more lined up that way, more exciting to maybe the fans. But as a racer, I think I would prefer to do – I like the four-car style shootout myself better.
Okay, I'm glad you said that, because really what you said is a two-edged sword. Now Mike Hill and Edmund Hall was in a shootout. But, goddamn it, that was just like the biggest goddamn grudge race in the world. So what is the difference? Just tell me what the difference – because, see, what I'm trying to say is normally on a shootout, you're going to end up with the same guys that want to grudge each other, but they might not just come out and grudge each other. But in the shootout, they grudge each other. And I know damn well they was betting money on the side. So that shootout they was in Sunday, that wasn't just as big as a big-ass grudge match?
I think so, dog. And, dog, guess what, dog? If we might have made one extra pass, but guess what? At the end of the day, that man walked away with more money than he would have betted on one or two runs.
See,
yeah,
I didn't want Mike Healy to answer again. I was like, Mike, you keep on jumping in there. I wanted Mike Trevino because he was new.
No, I
wanted some new blood.
But what Mike said is right.
And Mike Trevino, I'm going to let you talk. But what I think is, and I said it the other day on Pro Stock Joe's show when they was trying to belittle a shootout, and I said they was trying to belittle a shootout. To me, a shootout ain't nothing but some bonus money, because if Mike Hill or Edmund Hall wanted Mike Trevino's ass, that's just a bigger goddamn grudge match as I want to see, even though it's in a shootout, and y'all guys going to probably bet some money on the side. So to me, a shootout might be a little bit more than a goddamn grudge match, because you're still getting grudge match money, plus you're getting a goddamn bonus if you win the shootout.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I agree with that. I mean, I do agree with that. I think, like I said, as a racer, and I think Mike and Edmund will probably agree with me, I think that as a racer, I think a four-car shootout, if you could get four cars like ourselves, I think it's a better it's a better way for us to race. You know, I mean, everyone's putting a little bit to the pot, and they can go one extra round and win double the amount of money, if you look at it that way. It's not as much of a grudge as, you know, two cars shooting it out like on a one-on-one deal like that.
Okay, all right, no problem. Mike and Edmund, y'all can answer the same thing if y'all want to. I was just wondering, because people keep on trying to make like these shootouts ain't nothing. But I've been seeing some good goddamn matches in these shootouts.
Well, dog, it like Evan always. Evan always stating. I mean, hell, he never bid it for. He said the same thing every time. He said, I'm gonna bet you $2,500. So, I mean, if you know that man normal bet, he made two runs. If he had betted $2,500 he had to make one pair this weekend. So he wouldn't have won but $2,500. I mean, he made $5,000 extra this weekend just because he made. That, for that one run. So he made more than what he would have won if he did what he normally said he'd do. So, I mean, I think it's better. It would have been 10, but like I said, we didn't address that deal with Mike. We appreciated Mike coming and supporting. That was, you know, you can't do that. And we didn't lock that in that way, no way. So he still made a damn good check for more than what he said he would have bet it anyway. So, I mean, I think it was still the way it worked out.
Evan, what do you think about it, Evan?
I think that my fault here with a four-car shootout like that, or more cars in a grudge match. Now, just like it be in my case, I guarantee you that it was some money bid on that run. Now, and
man,
they
got that money bid on that run, and y'all running for.
No, I'm talking about then what we were running for. It was more money bid on that run than if Mike hadn't been in there, and we had the whole 10 pot there, it was still more money bid on the side just on the one run with me and Mike.
Okay, hey, y'all, hold on a minute. I'm going to let the fans get a chance to talk to y'all before y'all start talking some shit, just in case, because I know everybody got to go, but I got a couple of hands up. Let me see what the fans want to say, so y'all hold tight for a second. 228-1932, go ahead.
What's going on, Uncle Willie, Mike Deal, and the rest of y'all guys?
What's up,
hey, bro? Hold on. I don't know who that is. When you say you called my name first, who you called Mike's name first? You called my name first. You don't come up with
okay.
You called Willie Dog name first, but you called Mr. Five Speed name next now. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Willie Dog
okay,
and Mike Hill. That's what I'm talking
okay,
about. How you doing today, sir? How you doing today, sir?
Talk to him now, Mr. Five Speed. I'm just calling, man, congratulate you on your win. Congratulate Mike on sitting at the record. Man, y'all put on a hell of a show. And I need to congratulate Dog, too, for going in the battle.
Yeah, sir.
Okay, Scooby, we appreciate it, man. We're going to leave your mic open. If you got anything to say, just jump in there. Let me get this other caller to see what they want to say. Hype 336-6800. Don't forget to talk to damn Mr. 5-Speed first before he go crazy now. How you doing?
What's happening? I don't want to talk to 5-Speed. I've been doing the same thing he's been doing, blowing motherfuckers' ass out.
Who is this?
Bad Storm, baby.
Oh, Bad Storm, you can't beat Mr. 5-Speed, motherfucker. Get real.
I don't want to run him. I don't even want to hear that conversation he's been talking about. Congratulations on your win. But I want to know who's coming to Red Springs this weekend. Because I want to hear
man,
somebody
else. This is the damn Mike Hill, Edmund Hall show right now. We ain't talking about
shit.
No damn
yeah,
one.
I just busted that shit up. Shit, I got the best racing. I got the best record in racing right now. Can't
okay.
be nobody's show but mine.
All right, well, then you can call in a little bit later on that, then. You, this ain't your time right now. We ain't trying to deliver you. Goddamn it, you had 2 hours before this to talk. So
I've
get your ass off
of
goddamn
it,
that's the show.
I've been trying to get into some of this for like 3 hours. Your lines have been full.
All right, well, we got you. We'll be able to tame your motherfucking ass this week. Just hold your time. It ain't your time right now, though. We got something for your Bad Storm ass out of there.
Shut me down, man.
All right, well, look here. I'm finna move on. Not to put you out the way, but it ain't your segment time right now, brother. We love you, Bad Storm, but bye. Come in on goddamn it, the whole time, motherfucker. Who you think you is, Mike here?
Hey, dog, I think we're going to see more out of Riggs in these damn shootouts, too, man. I don't think he took that too well. I think we're going to see more of them again, brother.
Hold on a minute. This might be big time or somebody. 334-7453, who is this?
Hey, dog, this is White, man. I just want to say congratulations to Mr. Hall and Mr. Hill. And like I said, the first time I saw him race, man, was back in 99 at Phoenix City. So, you know, I had left and went in the Army and overseas and everything. And shit, I come back, man, the damn race just your heart pumps just as hard now as it did back then, man. You know, I just said, man, I appreciate them guys for putting on the show. And, man, it was awesome, really. Look, I tell you, your son damn near beat you down the track, man. He was hauling ass behind that car, man. I tell you the truth.
Hey, caller, who is your favorite? Which one of them is your favorite?
Oh, man, I got to go with Hall, man. My daughter said she go to Alabama State with my son. She said, Dad, bet on the blue when it's prettier. And you saw the number he put down. I said, baby, but the first car I ever bet on, well, it was a great Mustang I think Mike had at the time. And I bet it on it because it was pretty. And that damn, I think it was the owner of the Firebird or Trans Am Alpha had. He told Mike ass up, and I said, Lord, you ain't going to eat this week. So I've been going with Hall. I've been going home ever since. Nothing against Mike, because I shook his hand, you know. And, you know, old pretty guy like Mike, you know, he usually ain't supposed to put his hand in everybody's hand. He took a hand in everything, and, PDC said, vote. Don't bet on, he said, you better bet with Mike. I said, this shit. I said, you better bet with Hall. So, BT come back up the track. I said, BT, let me see it. Man, I ain't even kidding, man. I put the camera down, man. I watched the video. I watched the video that BT sent me saying Tony Wright said he was going to blow everybody hell. But I promise you, if you were standing over there by that wall when Hall went down through there, Jim Flames would have bunched your ass up. Now, I guarantee you that. Because that's all of God. I never seen nothing like it, man. I was trying to video it. I couldn't even video it.
Okay, look here, Emma's going to send your check to you tomorrow now because I know he pays you to come over here and say that shit.
He don't. And like I told you, dog, Bad Storm come on there talking. You need to get on his ass and congratulations to you too, because I told you, once I knew you was having things with that man, I knew you was going to turn that car around. Man, folks used to come and laugh at that boy bringing that car to the track. Ever, you know I'm telling the truth. But it's organization. It ain't about being so fast. It's organization, you know. And I see Hall over there looking all nervous and everything. And do it. And, you know, like I said, man, you're a hell of a man, too. But I can't bet on that car because it's pretty. I bet on you the first time. But if you go against somebody else, I'm going to bet with you. I promise you that. But if you get that goat, man, I'd just be crazy as hell to bet against you, man. I tell you. And I was overseas last year. So I couldn't bet. I would have lost last year. But thank God I was overseas. And now I'm back. So I appreciate that little check, Mr. Hall. I appreciate that check I got Sunday. So dog, he ain't got to send me one. I got it Sunday. He gave it to me Sunday. That's what you think.
All right, I appreciate it. I got one more caller. Let me get this other caller in. And for any other callers that come on, I'm not trying to belittle nobody, but I told y'all at 8 o'clock it was the Edmund Hall show. So if you ain't calling in about Edmund Hall, we're not talking about nothing else but Edmund Hall today. And I'm not trying to belittle nobody else, but it's the Edmund Hall show right now. I had to get permission to let Mike get his ass on there. Plus the doctors had to get Mike permission to get out of the hospital from getting his asshole sold up. But let me get this next call on here and see what they're talking about here. Or is your screen that loaded up? Because that damn call is still loaded up today. I don't know why they're so popular today, but 248-0016, what's on your mind?
Willie Dog, what's going on, man? It's Lil Carter.
Hey, Lil Carter, how you doing? You forgot something. You better hurry up before the motherfuckers got that
ball on. No. Hey, I ain't forgot shit. Five speed. Bang, bang. You done banged another one, man.
Goddamn it.
A fan of the man called him.
I'm gonna make it short because I got background noise. But hey, man, Edmund, you know the first time I ever seen you race was when I was 4 years old, man. Back when you had the original 5-speed, the original Red Nova 5-speed, man. And you done came a long way. I'm happy for your win. Congratulations. Also, Mike Hill, you ain't got nothing to be feeling bad about. You got the track record. You the baddest pro mod to ever even come to Montgomery and go down that track, man. Congratulations to you on your record, man. But
all right, look, Carter, put that thing on hold. I got another caller. 301-4687. Go ahead.
Well, hey, Willie, dog. I just want to say congratulations to old Mr. Five Speed and old Mike Hill, man, the short dog. I'm sitting back listening, laughing at them, man. But hey, Mike.
What up, short dog? What up?
Ain't too much. How many stitches did you get, or did he blow your whole ass off?
I ain't get but one. Hey, short dog, it's still my damn house. I just let it put his name on the lease for a little while. It's still my
okay.
Damn
house. Yeah, my man, congratulations to y'all, man. I'm just sitting back, man, just laughing, man. Hey, Willie Dog, I'm going to call you. I'm going to need help with my phone bill, man.
Okay, bro. All right, no problem.
Hey, dog, I don't want to blow his asshole. I just want to get that rabbit foot out of his ass, goddamn.
I told Big Timer. Big Timer trying to get on somewhere. Fine, Big Timer.
You need to push the one button.
Hey, dog, I got a question for you, dog.
Okay. Hold on. Let me see if I find Big Timer for him right quick. 678-3693. That ain't Big Timer, is it?
Yeah, he got a Georgia number.
Mike, to be honest with you, man, I think the motherfuckers just jealous, and they only use it because as soon as they belittled it, they try to use it again for saying that they got a grudge record. So, really, I don't listen to that shit. And for all you fans out there, the shootouts guaranteed you some action. You can go to a grudge match and have 100 motherfucking grudge races there, and you might not see one goddamn race. So when you go to a grudge show, if you want to call it that, and they got a shootout, that's the best thing going for you if you're a fan. And believe it or not, the hell with the Mike Hills, the hell with the damn Edmund Halls, the hell with the Dogs and the Tony Byrons, we ain't shit without the fans. The fans is what make us, and the fans is what pay the bills. So if they give you a shootout at the show, thank the promoter, whoever the promoter is, that's getting that shootout, because that he's really looking out for the fans. And when he put up him $10,000 or $5,000, ain't no guarantee he's going to get that back. But he's doing it for the fans. So to me, the shootouts is the best goddamn thing since sliced bread, Mike. And I don't give a damn who don't like it or who say I'm sucking on somebody's wee-wee. That's the way I feel about it. Because as a fan, I had a good goddamn time at them damn shootouts because you got guaranteed action.
Let me add something to that. See, what people don't realize is you got a good show. Takes like last year with me and Mike, just the two of us there. I had problems. They got robbed. That's what some of them told me, they got robbed because I had problems. But if you got four cars there, just like you just said, you got guaranteed actions. I guarantee all four of those cars not going to break. You know what I mean? If you got four cars there, you got guaranteed action. May not get to see who you want to see, but I bet you you're going to see some grudge racing going on. And that was, and that's the biggest grudge race that you have seen in 2013 between me and Mike. Even though he ran Riggs in futile fashion, that was a grudge race there, too. Because there was money passed and money changed hands on that, too.
And I wish them guys from out of, I think they're out of Mississippi, them Barton boys or something, the vet or something. I think they had some problems. And see, that's all that's going to do is make more and more of those big-tie guys that's sitting around on the sideline looking crazy don't want to get in these races. And all these other motherfucking prima donnas that think they can't run unless you give them $1 million for this and $1,000 for that, well, let they sit their motherfucking ass on the sideline and keep on looking because we're going to start racing, so fuck them.
Them boys that had that red pit, them boys, all they used to race is ADRL. They done parked that ADRL. I mean, they done parked the ADRL because they said, man, we want to get in some of the local pro mod shootouts. So, you know, there's more people just trying to get involved. You know what I mean? It's good for what we're doing.
Let me ask you another question. Evan Hall, you told a lie, man. And it's your show, but I gotta keep it straight. You know, I keep it straight on dog show.
They
said you were so goddamn scared and nervous, you left your goddamn suit at home.
No, I didn't leave my suit at home. I thought I left it at home, but it was in the back seat of my truck. I forgot where it was. I went all the way home to get it now, and I realized I had put it in the truck. I was nervous, but I was nervous because of the weather that morning. And that's why I thought I left it at home. I wasn't nervous about Mike here now. I was nervous because of the weather that morning. I got up at 3 o'clock. I didn't sleep at all that night.
Big time on that. He wanted to get on that. You know, he can talk much as you. Y'all some talking motherfuckers from Alabama.
Let me say this, dog. I watched the Weather Channel all night long. I didn't get no sleep. I sat on the toilet stool all night long until my stomach tore up. And there's no lie there now. God dang it. Yes, sir. Go ahead, Big Time. Tell him what the other time is. Big Time. What's going on, Big Time? Tell him what time is.
Man, the only thing I want to say, I just appreciate it. A lot of people don't understand how much we put into this race, you know. And like a couple guys, I'll be talking to Mike. Yesterday we was at the track, they saw me talking to Mike, and they came and asked me. They said, "Man, y'all ain't trying to fund it. You like we would throw the race." And see, people don't understand the relationship that you end up having. You know that the relationship you have once you race longer, we don't race. You know, and we ain't got nothing love for Mike. You know, I know Terry. You know, his whole crew, Mike, we know all them guys. So to come down, we get in that water box, it ain't number showtime. But the way we push each other, every year, we can be go run Dobbs, anybody else. Everything we do still reflect back to this point that we got to beat Mike Hill. You know what I'm saying? And Mike Hill kept the same. So we push each other to be better. And just like the power of saying, I can look all the way back to 99. You know, we were back there running 430, 440. And every year, I credit Mike Hill for having something to do with pushing us to get better. And see, for us to be right there neck and neck hit at the same time, it's better for grudge racing just here, you know. And see, just like with drag illustrators, people talk about the corporate dollar and who want to get it. If you're into drag racing, got a magazine, a TV show, and you don't want no part of this, something fucking wrong with you, you know. So wrong with you, because when them two cars out there pulling up two bulbs on, when they pull the second bulb on, if you ain't excited, you won't never get excited. You know what I'm saying? I still can't talk. I ain't been able to talk ever since Sunday. You know?
Yeah.
And just like I said, man, you know, can't nobody take Mike came down there with a nitrous car, and how to tell you, you know, we had our car set, we had our car set to run a full flat.
And I told him, Hall. I said, Hall, if Mike beat him with a four flat, we just some beat asses. And he just went out there and ran that 390. His damn just totally fucked me up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just real talk. When he ran that 390, and he just got so much faith. When you ride with him, you know, when I get to ride down Hall, I just quit racing. You know what I'm saying? Because that's my part that I ride with him. And, you know, numbers can't scare you. You know, you got to get out there to box and do it older, you know. But he proved it wrong, though. And a lot of people used to say Mike can't work on a car. Mike just a driver. And he, you know, we didn't watch him get better. He watched us get better. But one thing about it, the shit that GTO show on us now, in about another 2 months, everybody who want to race us need to race us before the next 2 months is up. Because in another 2 months, a bitch ain't going to be safe nowhere, you know.
I think Big Time will sum it up well. Like I said, me and Hall might talk several times through the week on the phone, but when we go on that racetrack, man, I'll tell you, we are worst enemies. I mean, I ain't going to lie, I was at Southern Truck Party today. They said, man, you know, I thought y'all were finna run into each other again. I said, hell no. I said, I had to lift this time. I said, goddamn, I was going over there. I said, I can't afford to be.
And the same thing with me. I saw that goddamn, I thought I was getting close to that center line. And I said, I'll run into the damn wall, but I ain't going over in that man lane. And that's why I went over there to the wall. I had the steering wheel turn. When I let off the gas, that's all going to shot over there to the wall.
All right, Evan, yeah, you said you saw, right? You just told on your goddamn self.
I said, I saw that I was getting close to the center line.
No, you said you saw him.
I did not say that.
Hey, hold on a minute now. Hold on a minute, y'all. We in Alabama. We got a damn all white jury and a white judge. So if Edma said that, whatever Edma said, Edma telling the truth tonight, y'all.
Like what I was saying, though, you know, we can be buddies all we want off the racetrack, but we all the bullshit ends when we get suited up to get to that car.
When he gets on that line,
hold on a minute. Y'all forgot one more thing, and it's the main important thing. The Lord bless both of y'all, all of us, because I be goddamn if it wasn't fucking raining in the staging area for a minute, but it didn't rain on the goddamn track, and it still let the cars go down. That's the weirdest shit I ever seen, man.
Yeah, and it was raining, dog. When I made that my stick down pass, it was raining on the finish line. And
it rained everywhere but on the racetrack.
It rained everywhere on the racetrack. It rained on the shutdown area down there, but it didn't rain on the racetrack.
Yeah, didn't rain on the racetrack. So again, the guy heard Mike say it, and he said it all the time because I don't know that he said it because he's smart. He said it because he believed it. But thank the Lord for good weather, because the Lord do bless people that need to be blessed. I would say it like that or whatever. And we thank the Lord for letting us have the decent weather to race, because, like I said, it was some ugly weather all around. And I made a 5-hour trip. And I'm like you. My battery went dead on my goddamn it on my phone on the way down and looking at the damn weather.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen on that. I said, the Lord bless us. You're right, dog. The Lord bless us Sunday. And, you know, I said a prayer Sunday morning before I looked out the window. And, I didn't ask him not to let it rain. I didn't ask him to keep everybody safe and don't let me lose my tail. That's what I asked.
Don't let me lose my tail. That'd be my thing, bro, dog. I pray for everybody. I try to pray for everybody, make sure everybody stays safe. You know, you can't be stubborn and stay for yourself these days. You know, you got to look out for yourself. They want everybody.
Hey, tell the girl that I raised, Joy Walton. She's a doll at the track, ain't she?
Oh yes, she's a doll. She is a doll and a racer. Now that's a true racer there. She'll race any way you want to race. God dang it, she'll race it.
But you know I had to knock her nuts off, don't you?
I can't
believe you were throwing that ticket on that goddamn woman. She said she got a small block and you got a 636.
Hey, Mike, you also heard me say I didn't know what the hell it is. I wasn't picking on her. Her daddy come over there talking that shit, not her.
She just drive the car. Her daddy pushed that up.
So you know her daddy got there. He started that shit. Daddy came back over there with another pocket full of money, wanted to do it again now.
Yeah, she sound like she wants your ass again.
Yeah, but Lil Jordan, I mean, I really appreciate her, and she took it well to be out here with all those men and shit, and we was talking shit, man, and she ain't flinched now time. She didn't back up one goddamn time.
Not one time. She did.
Hey, dog, you got to, I tell you what, man, that damn pollen, and you got to think, I mean, them guys at Montgomery did a pretty good job this weekend, too.
Dog,
that race track. Instead of all the rain that they got Friday and Saturday night and Sunday morning, I was scared that track wouldn't even dare see nothing like that Sunday morning.
Yeah.
They did a
good job.
Freeze.
Man, freeze.
Please. Is that tank man back there arguing with somebody at the gas station? That motherfucker got that spitting gas again.
Hey, I'm gonna holler at y'all all in. I've been in Victoria's Secret all day spitting up the Georgia boy buddies. And then I think I done bought up all the loose pussy in the city.
Hold on a minute. Ed, what the hell are you doing in Victoria's Secret?
Who the hell wear that shit? You big Thomas, you wear
that? Big Thomas, you could have kept that shit to yourself, because your big black ass ain't got no business in Victoria's Secret. They kept your big ass in Victoria's Secret, they gonna think you stealing, motherfucker.
Time. It's just like Dino said. you got to run that time against me, against Mr. Five Feet. Everybody talking, man, you crazy, you going to bet your money. He don't say, don't talk me to death, bet me to death. Bet me to death. Make, send me home broke. I'm betting with Mr. Five Feet. He got to run that time on Mr. Five Feet. Now, if he run that time on Mr. Five Feet, then all y'all can take my money. Don't want to hear nothing about, I ain't caring about no time. I didn't get nervous about no time. I wasn't worried about no time because I know I had an ace in the hole. And I kept that ace in the hole for a whole year and 2 months. I've been holding that ace in the hole for a year and 2 months. Ain't nobody never seen that goat come up out the hole like that before because I ain't never let it do that before. And I won't do it again. I ain't going to do it again until I need to. I'm as fast as I want to. I'm as fast as I need to. That's all.
Bullshit.
No, I run fast as I need to. I don't run fast as I want to. I run fast as I need to. That's all I do. And I don't run fast as I can. I never run fast as I can. I run fast as I need to run. Because I did my homework. I know what I'm going to catch when I go to. When I go to battle, I know what I'm going to catch. I ain't going to take no goddamn M60 to no tank fight. I ain't going to take no 44 to no 9 fight. Yeah. I don't take no 9 to no 44 fight. That's what I mean. I got to stop talking too fast. But with that said, I appreciate everything. I appreciate you, dog. I appreciate all the listeners on the show. I appreciate you, Mike. Without you, I couldn't be here talking right now. Without you, without Mike, I couldn't be here talking right now because he was our next victim. All the rest of them wore off now. I don't whoop. How many folks I don't whoop? Dog, I can't name them. I'll name them for the dog. Dogs, two times. Tony Wright. Savino's, Reggie Rabbit, Mike Hill, who else? I done hooked some goddamn that ain't even in there somewhere. But I done hooked their ass, I done hooked so much tail, I can't keep up with it. I'm going to keep on hooking tail.
You hooked them all.
I done hooked them all. But, and guess what? The only reason I don't hook you is you don't run me. If you got $2,500, if you don't care nothing about betting $2,500, I'm your man. If you in the grudge game, you got a big tie car, and you got a grudge car, big tie car, and you got $2,500, I'm your man. And I'll get hold to your tail. You can't say nothing to me. You better not say nothing to me out of place. You better not get fancy with me. I'll come and run your ass for free. I'm talking to anybody that's listening. I know some of them out there listening. They act like that. They call in and block the number, dog. They listening. They call in and block your number now. They know everything that's going on. I guarantee you call every one of them names out there call. I bet you they listen to this show. I bet you they know what happened this weekend. They got to keep up with everything Mr. Five Feet do. I'm going to bust tail for a while. I'm going to keep on busting tail. Now, like the goat said, I'm bad. Goddamn it. Bang, bang, bang. Y'all have a good night.
All right, Mike, you got anything else you want to say, brother? Mike must be
saying. No, good show, man. A good show. I'm about to get off here myself anyway. Like I said, congratulations. I haven't known this year.
Yeah, we is too, though. I don't know if a man, Tyke Man, could hang around. Tyke Man, do you hang around, Tyke Man? Give me your final thoughts, Tyke Man. We finna get out of here. We're gonna let you give us a final. Oh, is anybody else got anything they want to say before Tyke Man gives his final thoughts? All right, I'm gonna echo what Mike said and what Edmund said. Man, we had a damn good time down in Montgomery this week. We're glad everybody got home safe and everything. And like I said, outstanding show. We're glad to see the big tie guys stand up. We want to. I know Mike feeling good. Like I said, we didn't want to really tell his time on national radio or whatever, but good time, Mike. And I know you happy, man. And with that being said, Tyke Man, take us out of here, Tyke Man.
What was going on, dog? I heard my stepdad say he was a little kicked off with me, but he want me to keep his grandson, dog. I ain't have no babysitter.
Shit. Oh, okay. All right, well, you excuse me. That's all you had to do is call me and tell me, though. I'm looking for you.
Well, get what?
I'm looking for your ass in the daytime with a flashlight. Can't find you.
Well, get what? I'm not saying I can tell you anything.
Yeah.
When you set out to go kill your man, you got the job, dog.
Hold on a minute now. Tyke Man, I got to say one more thing. Evan Oliver, sorry motherfucker now. Now, I got to admit now, I'm talking about it now because it ain't his show no more. It's my show now, and your show. Yes, sorry motherfucker. Didn't even send Mike here no goddamn flowers, man.
I ain't no flowers. Hey, dog. I don't know what hospital he was in.
He was in all of them. They ran out of thread. He was in every one of them in Atlanta. All right, go ahead, Ty. We're going to get out of here. Go ahead, Ty.
Well, you know, Mike brought action. I heard he went
I
ain't gonna call the number. You know, I wouldn't dare do that. But all the thing I can tell him is bang, bang, bang.
This is 5 feet away, It's your boy Chuck G. Shout out to the new champion out here.
Five feet shift. Bang, 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 bang. Five feet shift. Bang, 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 bang.